Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Cutler Martin, a power play goal! Lesperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel Lesperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside the Viero Event Center, where the Tri-City Storm are getting set to take on the Sioux Falls Stampede, the second meeting of the season between these two teams. It is the first of three consecutive games between these two. The Storm and Stampede face off tonight, and then after the new year begins this week, the Storm will head to Sioux Falls for two games on January 3rd and 4th. That'll be next week. But right now, we're in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. And these two teams have taken two different paths to get where they are at this point. Sioux Falls had a very successful season last year under head coach Cary Eads in his first season. They did very well all year, kind of set the pace. They won the Western Conference last year, and they went far in the playoffs, in the Clark Cup playoffs. Didn't get all the way to the finals, lost to the Fargo Force in the semifinal round. This year, they're in third place with an 18-6-2 record, 38 points, just 1 point behind the Waterloo Blackhawks. They'll look to try to jump right over Waterloo. The number one team is the Omaha Lancers, and the Storm saw Omaha last night, and Omaha looked very good, scored 5 power play goals, and defeated the Tri-City Storm 8-3 in that game. Christian Horn scored 2 goals and picked up an assist to factor in all 3 Storm goals. All 3 goals from the Storm were power play tallies, and here tonight, the Storm are going to try to use that power play as a strength. But the Storm struggled in the penalty kill, allowing 5 goals, and you see some lineup changes as a result. 2 players on that penalty-killing unit that struggled, Chase Berger, Drew Mayer, are healthy scratches tonight. Nick Hutchison and Kyle Eastman come into the lineup, and they'll help with the penalty killing. Hutchison will get the start tonight with Ryan McMurphy and Austin Pogansky. Eastman will play with Patrick Curry and Thomas Aldworth, and the top 2 lines stay the same for the Storm here tonight against Sioux Falls. However, on defense, there is one change. Jalen Schultz serving a 1-game suspension after last night's hit on Jake Randolph. Schultz was ejected from the game for a head contact major, and he will sit tonight as he is serving a 1-game suspension. And Michael Joyo will come in to play his first game in a Storm uniform. Joyo was taken in the Futures draft over the summer, and he gets to suit up here tonight. He's wearing number 20. Stands in at 5'10", 160 pounds. He's a 1997 birth year, and he is the third 1997-born player in the Storm lineup. Torrey Dello and Nolan Abel, also very young in there. And Joyo comes in tonight, a Bloomingdale, Illinois native, playing for the Chicago Mission, the same team that Dello has played for before he came here to Kearney. This is his first USHL game, and he is committed to Miami University, the Red Hawks in Oxford, and still a while from playing there, as he still has another year of high school after this year. And Joyo expected to join the Storm full-time next season after being done with the Chicago Mission program. He gets to step in tonight. Jacob Johansson back in net for the Tri-City Storm, hopefully not too jet-lagged as he headed all the way back from Sweden here to Kearney over the last couple days. And he's back in for the Storm. David Jacobson gets the start for the Stampede. We got much more coming at you here in the Viero Wireless pregame show, including our Best Western Plus behind enemy lines and our Coach's Corner.
So we'll talk to you in just a couple minutes. We'll take a quick break right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Back in the Viera Event Center. Story night here in Kearney. Toy Story night at the Viera Event Center. Tri-City Storm going up against the Sioux Falls Stampede right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Jared Schaffrin with you here inside the Viera Wireless pregame show. Time to get to a new segment we started last night, continuing tonight. It's the Best Western Plus behind enemy lines. And here tonight, we look at the Sioux Falls Stampede and their defense. Chad Deshane. Deshane wearing number 24 tonight. He is the player we're focusing on here in the behind enemy line segment presented by Best Western Plus. Deshane, the leading defensive scorer for Sioux Falls this season with 4 goals and 12 assists. 2 of those goals came in the 6-0 win that Sioux Falls had over the Tri-City Storm on November 16th up at the Sioux Falls Arena. And Deshane is from Kingston, Ontario, same town that Storm head coach Jim Holton is from. And we talked to Jim before the game. He said, hey, I talked to Chad and told him, hey, let's take it easy tonight. Let's not score so many. So Deshane, defensive partner on the right defense with Daniel Fritz, who's on the left. Again, a Kingston, Ontario, played in Kingston, Ontario last season, 5'11", 175 pounds, big factor on the Stampede's defensive side, especially when you're looking at a puck-moving defenseman that can shoot the puck. And the Behind Enemy Lines segment presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viera Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. And as I said, we talked to head coach Jim Holton in the coach's corner just before this one here as he gets set to take on the Stampede for the first time in his USHL head coaching career.
Jared Schaffrin joined by Jim Holton here in the coach's corner. Tri-City Storm taking on the Sioux Falls Stampede. And the last time these two teams met up, it was November 16th in Sioux Falls, the final game before the coaching change was made. So, Jim, you haven't seen this team. This is a new look for you tonight. When you've seen a new team here this season, what have been the keys that you've tried to focus on in preparing when you haven't seen that team before?
Well, I think anytime you do a pre-scout, you try to obviously evaluate their strengths and their weaknesses, and then you try to devise a game plan around those two things. So, the immediate thing that jumps out with Sioux Falls, this is a franchise that had a pretty good run here last year, and carried it over into this year. They're a fast, aggressive team that plays with confidence that comes with winning. So we have to match that today. And, you know, we think we have a bit of an advantage that we got the rust out last night. This is their first post-break game. They traveled in today, from what I understand. So all the excuses are on their side and none on ours.
Couple lineup changes. Usually when you lose by a few, try to change things up, make things a little bit different. You do that here tonight, couple guys into the lineup, couple guys out. Talk about those changes.
Well, obviously we've got a lot of bodies around here, so as you said, anytime that you lose that big, something has to change. And the one area that has to improve for us is our penalty kill tonight. It was not very good last night, so we took out a couple of our penalty killers in Berger and Mayer and put Hutchison and Eastman back in, who have done a good job killing penalties for us. You know, we also need a bit more physicality tonight against a team that moves fast, so it was just time for a change. And then we were forced into one lineup change with Jalen Schultz, got a one-game suspension. We got word from the league this morning, so obviously Jalen sits out tonight, and we get a chance to look at one of our young guys, enjoy you.
Last night, one of the successes was the power play. You're able to score three power play goals, and a huge part of that power play has been Austin Pogansky with his net front presence. Talk about what he brings to that unit, able to screen the goaltender in front like that.
Well, it's such an unsung role, but it's so key. I mean, anyone that watched the Detroit Red Wings' success in their glory days saw what Thomas Holmstrom did, and Austin's obviously a big guy. He's a big body presence there, but more than that, he's willing to go in and take the punishment and be dedicated to his craft, and he's done just an absolutely splendid job. I mean, he was the reason for every goal last night. He had no way the goalie could see Horn's shot on the first goal. He created chaos with the rebound on the second one, and then he finally got rewarded with a goal on the third one. And I really like the way Austin's playing, and that sacrifice and dedication just typifies this whole game right now.
Another guy who was involved last night was Christian Horn, and he's one of the more experienced, older guys on this team. And 3 points, he factored in all three of the goals last night. Talk about what he does well for you guys as well.
Well, he's a natural offensive player, and he has to produce points and goals for us in order to be successful. And you know what? I thought on a whole our veteran struggle last night was a little disappointing, but Christian was pretty good on the power play. You know, I wasn't as sold on his game 5-on-5, but he makes things happen when he's on the ice, and we don't have enough of that type of player. So, again, we're going to milk him for all he's worth here down the stretch.
Now, you mentioned the suspension of Jalen Schultz. That means Mikey Joyo comes in. His brothers have played here for the Storm, so a little bit of family tradition for him. He was drafted last summer, so you didn't have much of a choice. He's here. He's on the affiliate list. But he gives you three 1997 birth years, so really young lineup. When you have that young of a lineup, is there any kind of confidence that you have to try to bring to those young guys to make sure they're comfortable at this level?
Well, I think, you know, the other 97s, obviously, and Dello and Abel have been in the lineup for a little bit, so they've had to experience the nerves and battle through that, so I'm not as worried about them. But with Joyeux, most young kids coming in, you just got to calm them down. Just say, listen, relax, play the same game you've always played your whole life. Don't try to do too much. And just take it a shift at a time. And you know, it's a lot, but you know what? There's a talented kid. They're a big part of our future. And when you run into injuries and suspensions like we have with Schultz and Martin, then that's what you have to do. You have to reach into your system.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, joining us here on the Coach's Corner. Coach, we wish you the best of luck tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jared. We'll talk after.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Tri-City Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede facing off tonight at the Viero Event Center. We're in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King. The home of the Whopper, Burger King's a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Starting lineup first for the visiting Sioux Falls Stampede. They come in with a record of 18-6-2, 38 points, third place in the USHL's Western Conference. And they will start their top line, C.J. Franklin on the left wing, wearing number 15, 5'11", 190 pounds from Forest Lake, Minnesota. Franklin committed to Minnesota State Mankato in this season. He has 9 goals and 16 assists on the left wing to start it off. Dennis Kravchenko wears number 18. He's at the center. He's 5'9", 170 pounds from San Clemente, California. He's committed to UMass Amherst. And Kravchenko has scored 6 goals and 21 assists for 27 points in 21 games this season at the center. On the right wing, number 11, Zeb Knutson. Knutson is a Sioux Falls, South Dakota native. He's committed to Minnesota State Mankato. He wears number 11. He leads the team with 18 goals and 30 points this season. He's a plus 13. He's got 9 power play goals, 3 game-winning goals, and he leads the team with 105 shots on net. Definitely a player to watch tonight, Zeb Knutson on the right wing. On defense, Daniel Fritz gets the start at the left defense. Number 12, 6'1", 200 pounds. Canterbury Prep was where he played last year. He is from Harwood, Maryland, and Fritz this season so far for the Sioux Falls Stampede has not played in as many games. 15, 1 assist for Fritz. On the right defense, it's our behind enemy lines feature, number 24, Chad Deshane. Deshane, 4 goals and 12 assists. He is from Inverary, Ontario. Northeastern University commit, 5'11", 175 pounds. Deshane on the right defense. In net tonight, number 34, David Jacobson for Sioux Falls. 6'1", 185 pounds. Played for the Stampede a season ago as a backup to their starting goaltender. And he is from Los Angeles, California. Jacobson in 17 games this year has a record of 12-13-1, 2 shutouts, a goals against average of 2.42, and a save percentage of 91%. Arthur Bry will be the backup goaltender for Sioux Falls. Also a Yorba Linda, California native, both goaltenders from California. And Sioux Falls Stampede have 2 scratches, Keith Burchett and Cody Milan. Head coach, Carrie Eads. Assistants, Dallas Stewart and Christian Bragnolo. Now the starting lineup for the Tri-City Storm. The Storm, 8-17-2 record, 6th place in the USHL's Western Conference. Game number 28 for Tri-City, and they will start their third line of the night. Nick Hutchison on the left wing, number 16, 6'2", 188 pounds, had a Hicksville, New York. And he has played in 17 games, has 1 goal. He's committed to Northeastern University. At the center, it's number 9, Ryan McMurphy. 6'1", 175 pounds from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. McMurphy has scored 3 goals and 2 assists in 23 games. And on the right wing, number 11, Austin Fogansky. 6'1", 195 pounds. Has played in 22 games, 7 goals and 2 assists. He's got goals in 3 consecutive games. And he's committed to the University of North Dakota. On defense, number 6, Kevin Kerr. 5'11", 175 pounds. Out of Bensalem, Pennsylvania, 3 assists in 26 games. He is committed to Penn State University. And on the right defense, it's Nolan Glukowski. Glukowski is the captain of this Tri-City Storm team. Through 26 games this year, he's got 15 assists. He's committed to St. Lawrence. He hails from Wixom, Michigan. And in net between the pipes tonight for Tri-City is Jacob Johansson. Wears number 30, 6'2", 185 pounds, a native of Stockholm, Sweden. Johansson has played in 22 games. The goals against average of 2.87 and a save percentage of 91.8%. The scratches for the Storm tonight, Chase Berger, Drew Mayer, Joey DiBenedetto, Cutler Martin, and Jalen Schultz, who's serving a one-game suspension. The coaching staff for Tri-City, head coach Jim Holton, assistants J.B. Bittner, Eric Largent, and Eric Blaze. Those are your lineups tonight. We're just about ready to drop the puck here at the Viero Event Center, second meeting of the season between these two teams. We'll pause and take a break for the national anthem and come back with both your new West 3 keys to victory and the drop of the puck in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here on the Breeze 94.5.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
If I could mentally evaluate buffalo chicken strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new buffalo chicken strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. We're set to go. Here in this one, the referees. There's two of them, Corey Chipperfield and Todd Lacina. The linesman, Brent Hooks, and Chad Stewart. We are underway at the Viero Event Center. Opening faceoff won by the Stampede. They move from left to right on your radio dial, wearing their road blue uniforms tonight with blue helmets, white lettering and numbering on the back. And the Tri-City Storm move the puck in offside. So they get whistled here. We get a stoppage with 14 seconds into the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm in their home white uniforms tonight. White helmets, purple lettering and numbering on the back, and they'll move from right to left on your radio dial. Face-off just outside the Sioux Falls end as we are back and underway. Storm controlled it, but it's moved into the Tri-City end. Now forced back out to neutralize. DeShane throws one in, and Johansson had to make a last-minute save there. Moves it into the near side, and now it's wrapped around the far side where Polganski will leave it for McMurphy. Got it out of the zone, rolling back to the Sioux Falls end. Icing waved off as DeShane goes back to get it. Slices it around the near side. It's out of the zone and moved forward by Krevchenko. Krevchenko knocked off the puck and taken down into the corner. He regains possession, moves it behind the net to C.J. Franklin. Franklin moves to the center, gets knocked down by L'Esperance, loses the puck, and Gomez has it neutralized. Nice little pass to Dello. And Dello tried to take a shot as he entered the zone. It was blocked, and it's forced back out to Torrey. And now it's moved in neutral ice. L'Esperance gets it together and gets it back to Dello, and now Saussure finds Dello again. Dello to neutral ice. Banks it off the far side, gets deflected into the Sioux Falls end. R.J. Mikozak, the defenseman, plays it on the near side. L'Esperance knocks his man into the near side wall. Christian Horn got it back but couldn't keep it in. Now he dumps it back in again. Tri-City goes for a change as Jacobson leaves it there for Mikozak. Turns it over behind the net. And Lebowski, now we get a penalty. Oh, no, we had a high stick whistle that was not whistled as it was not touched up. And now Sioux Falls able to regain possession and moving up the ice. O'Connor loses it to Lebowski. Lebowski on the far side to the center is knocked away by Mikozak. And here comes Sioux Falls with a rush up the ice. On the far side into the storm and a shot and a save by Johansson. It was Molino, Griffin Molino, who took that shot. And it was put into the far side corner by Johansson. Played now by O'Connor on the far side. O'Connor stops in the far side, taken away by Sean Lang. Lang able to kick it to himself and find Kevin Kerr behind the net. Kerr will now start forward with Lebowski on the near side. Lebowski got a hit hard there on the wall, lost the puck. It gets dumped back into the Storm end, and Calderon takes a hit as he lost it over to Lang. Lang, a cross-ice pass, finds Wilkie. Wilkie into the zone offside. Eastman couldn't hold the line there. He was off. And he nullifies a chance. Wilkie had some speed moving into the zone, and we get a stoppage. 17-35 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, Tri-City and Sioux Falls. Stampede have two shots early on here. Storm yet to get one on Jacobson as they win the faceoff. Tri-City does. Sasir in neutral ice. Backhands a pass over to the far side. Allworth struggled with it. Bouncing over. Rolled back to Sasir. Sasir now to Glukowski. Nice pass to Allworth. Couldn't catch it cleanly, though. And Sioux Falls has it once again in their own zone. Moved on the near side to the top and out to neutral ice where Glukowski regains control. Glukowski sends it up the near side wall. Played back by Krevchenko. And on the far side, it's Daniel Fritz. Into the zone comes Knutson. Rolling puck into the corner. Down low it goes behind the net. Franklin took a hit there from Glukowski, and Eastman able to move it to the far side to Allworth. Allworth with space on the far side. Moves into the zone. Takes a shot. Misses the net. Jacobson had good positioning there. Hutchison keeps it in. It looks like Allworth is down. Got hurt here. Allworth very slow to get up. Sioux Falls moving the other way, and they're offside. Boy, Tri-City gets a break as Allworth didn't see if he got hit with his stick or what happened behind the net, but he was laying down on his stomach and could not get up off the ice. And as a result, Sioux Falls moved up and had a rush the other way, but they were whistled offside. 16:35 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Scoreless game at the Viero Event Center. Hutchison gets hit into his own bench by Joe Schultz. Right back into the play as McMurphy gets behind the net, tried to throw it in front. Bouncing puck went wide. Hutchison gets to it now behind the net. Hutchison banks it back down low for McMurphy. McMurphy on the far side left it for Poganski to the near side. Penalty whistle. Good hard work by Hutchison, McMurphy, and Poganski. We have our first penalty of the night. It's whistled to Ed McGovern of Sioux Falls in the Tri-City Storm. Go on the Century 21 Power Play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. So, first power play opportunity for either side. And Tri-City with the offensive zone faceoff. L'Esperance wins it to Sasir. Sasir on the far side. Glukowski back to Sasir. Leaves it for Horn. Horn, dangerous pass back to Sasir, but he gets it through. And now Glukowski had it hop over his stick. Put it in deep. Kept in by Sasir on the right point. Now it's back to Glukowski. Takes a shot that's deflected wide. Poganski goes to get it. Poganski tangled up for a second, but now got it back. Up top, Christian Horn. Had it lost in his skates. Got it to the L'Esperance. Takes a shot. It was blocked. L'Esperance, another shot. Missed the net wide. And out of play it goes. Officials may be sending this faceoff out of the zone. L'Esperance may have shot it straight out. Yeah, that's what they'll do. 1:29 remaining in the Century 21 power play. 15:38 left to go in the opening period. Trying sitting on the power play. They win the faceoff. And Glukowski has it over to Sasir. Sasir with speed through neutral ice into the zone. Now leaves it on the far side for Poganski and L'Esperance. Poganski to the center, knocked away, and out of the zone it goes. All the way down, Johansson to play it. Leaves it for Glukowski and Sasir in the near side. Back to Glukowski. 1:05 left in the man advantage. Tri-City's made a line change. And they'll have possession here on the far side. Moving into the zone is Horn. Horn took a hit there, but got it to L'Esperance. Up top to Glukowski. Takes a shot over to Sasir. Sasir takes a shot. Deflection by Knutson, and it's sent out of the zone by Sioux Falls and Bo Pella as Johansson behind the net plays it on the far side. Glukowski leaves it to Kevin Kerr, who's on the ice. Now Glukowski backhands one to Lebowski on the near side. Glukowski had it slip under his stick. Collision there at the blue line. And it's taken back by Kevin Kerr. 25 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Kerr starts forward with Nolan Abel. Abel on the far side in the zone. Wilkie put it in deep. Banks off the backboards. Mikozak took a hit from Lebowski. Moved it into the far side corner. Up the far side wall. Kept in by Kevin Kerr. And it's moved out now by Mikozak. Final seconds of the power play. Nice job by Wilkie to get it back to Abel. And we're back at even strength. 14:09 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Scoreless game at the Viero Event Center. Abel to the center. Shot from Wilkie. Save. Rebound. Lebowski couldn't get a piece of it, as Wilkie had the best opportunity there, and then Lebowski had an open net on the rebound, but it was a bouncing puck. Here's Kravchenko, tries to go coast-to-coast. Dello stops him. Centering pass. Pella shoots. Johansson save. Rebound batted away to the far side. Moved up the far side wall, though intercepted and taken by the Stampede. Loose puck. Bo Pella has it in the far side corner. Loose stick on the ground there. Pella able to get into the center, knocked away by Kevin Kerr. Dello plays it to Poganski, and he shifts it into neutral ice. Rolling back into the Sioux Falls end, 13:28 to go in the first. Scoreless game at the Viero Event Center. Lang on the far side. Got one to Poganski, who banks it back to Tori Dello in the Storm end. Lang on the near side now. It's Sean Lang. Makes one move. Moves through neutral ice into the zone. Lang gets a shot, and it's deflected up and out of the play. Nice move by Sean Lang, the defenseman, moving into the offensive zone, getting a good look at the net. But it's knocked out of play, and we get a stoppage here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. From Mercury to the edge of the Milky Way, there's only one place in the universe you can play Nebraska Pick 5 at a Nebraska Lottery retailer. With a $50,000 starting jackpot and drawing 6 days a week, pick up a Nebraska Pick 5 ticket today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Tri-City Storm saluting Andrew Hadley tonight in the Platte Valley State Bank Patriotic Salute at the Viero Event Center. Andrew, we thank you for your service here tonight. Recognize him at the Tri-City Storm game. Standing ovation for Andrew as he gets saluted here at the Viero Event Center. Great crowd on hand here for Toy Story Night. Holidays. Hope everybody's being treated well by the holidays. Couple days, we'll have a new year. Tri-City Storm will head to Sioux Falls to face the Stampede on January 3rd and 4th next weekend, and they're back here at the Viero Event Center on the 10th and 11th. They win the faceoff, and we get a penalty off the faceoff. It's a high-sticking call on Tri-City and Christian Horn, and the Storm will now be shorthanded for the next 2 minutes after Horn goes to the box for high-sticking. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Faceoff back in the Storm end, 13:06 to go in the first period. And now it's Sioux Falls' turn at a power play. Tri-City wins the opening faceoff. Nice job by Kevin Kerr. Sends it all the way down on the goaltender David Jacobson. And it's Bo Pella who will start forward for the Stampede. Hands it to Kravchenko, the captain of the team. It's knocked into the Storm end. Gets past Glukowski. Racing down for the puck is Griffin Molino. On the near side, Knutson up top loses it to Lesperance. Lesperance on the far side. Gomez back to Lesperance. Shorthanded chance. Gomez shoots off the post. Gomez off the post with a shorthanded chance. Lesperance working well with Garrett Gomez. Now it's C.J. Franklin the other way. Shoot, save, score. Griffin Molino batted it in, and it's 1-0 Sioux Falls and a power play goal. The Storm came oh so close to converting shorthanded, and when they didn't score, they were out of position, and C.J. Franklin made that play happen. Franklin may get credit for it. Not sure if it'll be Griffin Molino or Franklin. Franklin drove wide, took the initial shot. Johansson got a piece of it, and it banks off of Kevin Kerr's skate and into the net. So it's C.J. Franklin's goal. Unfortunate for the Tri-City Storm, as Johansson made the initial save, but Kerr was there in the crease, and it banked off Kevin Kerr and in. Now we'll get an icing whistled here on Sioux Falls, and we'll get the stoppage. C.J. Franklin may have an unassisted goal here. We'll have to see who started the play the other way, but the Storm had that shorthanded opportunity. Lesperance and Gomez working so well together, and Gomez was oh so close to scoring. Instead, it went back the other way, and the Sioux Falls Stampede have a 1-0 lead. 12:16 remaining in the opening period. Tri-City right now, Mikey Joyo is going to have his first USHL shift back on defense. Offensive zone faceoff for the Storm, won by Sioux Falls, however. It's dumped back into the Tri-City end, and it's banked out, though, by Cecere. 12 minutes to go in the period. 1-0 Sioux Falls. We're on even strength right now. It's moved by the Stampede in neutral ice. Fritz played it on the near side. Valisano took a spill, and the Sioux Falls Stampede are offside. Jason Stepanek came in as his teammate Valisano was still on the ice. 11:51 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period at the Viero Event Center. 1-0 Sioux Falls the score here on the breeze, 94.5. Shots on goal now, 4-1 in favor of Sioux Falls. As the Stampede win the faceoff to Shane on the far side, got it in deep to the Storm end. Lang played it on the near side, stopped by Calderon. Played on the near side by Dakota Joshua. And now it's back to the Storm's possession. Nick Hutchison, nice pass to Poganski, but he was denied there. Dello shoots one from neutral ice. It's gloved down by Jacobson, and he hangs on to stop play. 11:29 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City trailing 1-0 to Sioux Falls. C.J. Franklin has the only goal of the game for Franklin. That's his 10th goal of the season in his 22nd game. Second-year player Franklin, one of the leading scorers from Sioux Falls last season, back for a second year before he heads to Minnesota Mankato. We're still in the faceoff. Kevin Kerr put it in deep. Settled down the far side by L'Esperance. And now on the far side, it's moved to C.J. Franklin, the goal scorer in this game. Franklin starts from his own end, banks it off the glass, rolling back into the Storm end, icing waved off as Glukowski goes to get it, plays it on the near side. Glukowski fell down on the far side, and now it's kept in on the point by Franklin. But Kevin Kerr plays it across the ice to Horn, and now L'Esperance in neutral ice. L'Esperance with room to skate into the zone, takes a shot that missed the net. Wide rebound! Gomez couldn't get it home. It skipped under Gomez's stick, and now an odd man rush the other way. Kravchenko to the center was knocked away by Glukowski. Another pass was blocked by Cecier, and Christian Horn will skate it out slowly. Got it to Cecier to neutral ice. And rolling back to the Sioux Falls and the Storm, make a line change. Played by Bo Pella behind his own net halfway through the first period. Stampede with a 1-0 lead. Pella gets it to neutral ice all the way down to the Storm end. Icing waved off. Valisano to the center went wide. Rebound played on the far side. Kept in by McGovern. Shot deflected wide of the net. Rebound Cecier on the near side. Out to neutral ice. And McGovern will race back to it. The defenseman for Sioux Falls has Aldworth chasing. Got a pass through neutral ice all the way down. Icing whistled on Sioux Falls. Exactly 10 minutes to go here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play on the breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede. Stampede had won the only matchup between these two teams 6-0 back on November 16th at Sioux Falls Arena. It was Jacobson who was in net, and he got the shutout. Quick shot off the faceoff there by Lebowski went high. Rebound, Wilkie keeping it in on the near side. And now it's moved by the Stampede. Kevin Kerr couldn't keep it in, but now he shoves it back. Stopped by McGovern, who sends it back into the Storm end. Johansson got a piece of it with the stick, but couldn't control. Moving on the far side corner and kept in a big hit there. And Nolan Abel's going to get called for a whistle for either hitting from behind or boarding. Yeah, hitting from behind is probably the correct call. As Nolan Abel there, I don't know if he realized what position he was in on the ice, but he knocked his man down, and they're also going to get Daniel Fritz for a penalty as well. So Fritz may have, it might be a slashing, and that's definitely a hit from behind on Abel, no doubt about it. Abel will head to the box, but Fritz is in the box as well for Sioux Falls. So we'll see what they whistle here and what the calls are. 1-0 Sioux Falls, 9:36 remaining in the opening period. Both teams with a player in the box. And now the explanations coming to the Storm coaching staff and to Jim Holton. Again, the officials in this one, Corey Chipperfield and Todd Lansing. And it looks like coincidental penalties. So Fritz, penalty for a slashing, and then Abel and Abel gets the 10-minute misconduct. So we'll still have a, I believe we'll have a 5-on-5. But Abel will have to sit for 10 minutes. The Storm will have to put someone in the box to come out. But because Abel's going to be there for 10 minutes, so they'll have to get somebody over to the box. As we are 5-on-5. I guess they don't have to get somebody to come out of the box because we're still 5-on-5. So we're 5-on-5, 9:20 to go in the first. Both penalties coincidental as Gomez moves into L'Esperance, played it to open space on the far side. And here come the Stampede. Knutson and Mikozak. Knutson shoots, save Johansson. Rebound is loose, and it's played by Kevin Kerr. And a glove fell off there near Gomez. He gets it over to Horn. Horn with a shot. Save made by Jacobson. Rebound. Gomez plays it in the near side corner. Up top for Kevin Kerr. Kerr with a shot that was blocked wide. And now it's played by DeShane. Can't get it out. Gomez keeps it in. Wraps it in deep. Mikozak plays it against L'Esperance. L'Esperance moves through him. Centering pass. Wide open net there. And Horn couldn't put it home. Horn had to make a dangle to get it open there. As Hutchison recovers the puck to Dello with a shot that missed the net wide. Rebound, Hutchison's got it. Hutchison down low to McMurphy. McMurphy takes a shove, kicks it back to Hutchison. Hutchison in the near side corner, back to McMurphy now. McMurphy to the center, and Poganski was in front, but it went wide. Dello plays it on the far side. Hutchison keeping it in. Nice pass off the wall to McMurphy with a shot that went wide. Rebound on the near side is played out of play. Banks off the side of the press box. Way out of play by the Stampede. And the Stampede cannot change here after they played it out of their own zone. Faceoff will stay in the Storm's offensive zone. 8:07 remaining in the first. 1-0 game here for Sioux Falls. The only goal for C.J. Franklin. But last couple shifts for Tri-City, especially after they called those penalties, the Storm have taken advantage. They've looked good. Couple chances at the net. The McMurphy Hutchison Poganski line, very good thus far. We get a face-off here. It'll be Patrick Curry against Zeb Knutson. Tired line for the Stampede is on the ice. Storm trying to take advantage. Face-off as Knutson trying to move it with his glove, but it's kept in by Cecier. And now Joyo with a shot that missed the net wide. It's Aldworth on the far side. Down low to Eastman. Eastman trying to center it. It was deflected away. Eastman trying to keep it in, but he can't. And now it's taken all the way down by Dakota Joshua. Nice play by Joshua to get it deep and get his team a change. Aldworth avoids a hit from Joel Schult. It's moved into neutral ice, and it's going to be icing whistled here to Tri-City. And now they will not be able to change. 7:34 remaining in the opening period presented by Nebraska Lottery, Tri-City Storm, trailing 1-0. It's a C.J. Franklin power play goal. It's 7:34. That's the difference in this one. Nolan Abel still in the box, serving a 10-minute misconduct for checking from behind. Face-off to the right of Johansson in the Storm end. It's won by Sioux Falls. Quick shot on it. Johansson makes the save. Rebound of Griffin Molino on the far side. Down low it goes. Into the corner. Centering pass up top for Bo Pella. With a shot that's deflected away by Cecier's skate. Pat Curry gets it on the far side, but turns it right over to Molino. Shot was blocked by Joyo. Puck comes out of the zone, sent right back in by Pella, as Cecier will take it. Cecier for Tri-City with 7 minutes to go in the opening period. Sioux Falls tags up, and now it's L'Esperance. Through neutral ice, L'Esperance with a shot. Save made by Jacobson in the far side corner now. Played by Christian Horn. L'Esperance comes in, trying to keep it alive, but he can't. It's cleared out to neutral ice. Dello settles it down, plays it to Lang on the near side. Sean Lang past the red line. Got it into the Sioux Falls end of things. Bo Pella plays it to the far side now. Sent in deep to the Storm end once again by Sioux Falls. Tony Calderon gets it in deep. Dello harassing his player from behind there. And a penalty whistled. It's a holding call. It's going to be to Tori Dello, I believe. As Dello was knocking around Connor Valisano, a little too physical from Dello. And with 6:25 remaining in the opening period, the Stampede will have their second power play opportunity. The Storm The penalty kill has struggled here over the last few nights. Last night allowing 5 power play goals. Tonight, the only goal that we've had has come on the power play. And now the Stampede will go back to the man advantage. It's a GNC penalty kill for all your health and wellness needs. Head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Fans, the Nebraska Lottery has a new mobile app. You can download it to your Apple device from the App Store or get it on your Android using Google Play. Use it to get winning numbers, current jackpots, and your numbers. Download the new Nebraska Lottery app today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. 2 minutes on the board. Tori Dello in the penalty box for holding. Sioux Falls in the power play for the second time tonight. The Stampede on the power play this season are third in the USHL, 23%. Storm penalty kill, which was about eighth or ninth in the league, now down to 13th, 79% coming into tonight. After that last night where they allowed a bunch of goals in the power play to Omaha, Tri-City able to send it all the way down, winning the faceoff and starting the penalty kill in the right way. Polganski sent it the length. Move by the Stampede. It's Dennis Kravchenko on the far side. A lot of speed for Griffin Molino. Molino, pass Glukowski. Glukowski able to knock it into the corner. Molino recovers. Up top it goes for Bo Pella. On the near side, Kravchenko playing the right point. Back to Pella at the center. Bo Pella wraps it to Kravchenko. Back to Pella on the right circle. Kravchenko in the center. Takes a shot. That was actually a pass over to Franklin. Couldn't handle it, though. And Molino tries to recover. Puck pops out to Polganski. He is able to clear. Clear is deflected all the way down into the Sioux Falls end. Minute 12 remaining on the GNC penalty kill with Dello in the box for holding. 5:30 remaining in the first. Sioux Falls leading 1-0. Kravchenko through neutral ice. Little back pass over to Molino. Knocked away by Hutchison. Molino gets taken down by Hutchison. No call coming. As it's moved towards the storm end, Cecilia able to slap it back to neutral ice. Kravchenko had a pass deflect over to Bo Pella on the far side. Hutchison on the forecheck takes down Pella. Hutchison aggravating on the forecheck here. The penalty kills. McGovern moves it in onside. Wraps it in deep. On the far side now. Played down low. Into the near side for Sioux Falls. It's Dakota Joshua knocked away, but it goes up top and it's kept in by Jack Stander. Now it's Lewis Nanny. Moved on the near side to Joshua and a penalty whistle. Interference call to Sioux Falls. And Tri-City Storm will get the power play. Excuse me. They will go 4-on-4 for 23 seconds. Then the Storm will get the power play. Penalty whistle to Lewis Nanny. The parade to the penalty box here has started as we've had two calls on both sides here in the first. Last night, there were a whole host of penalties. There were 23 penalties last night. The game the Storm had before Christmas break, there were a whole host of penalties as well, I believe 22 or 23 against Youngstown. And here, we're 4-on-4. Stampede get it out of their own end. A neutral ice. Kevin Kerr finds Glukowski. Storm will move the other way. Gomez in a side to Lesperance. And now they whistle offside. Late call as Lesperance already took a shot on net when they called it. So we're 4-on-4 for the next 7 seconds. And then the Storm will have a power play for about a minute and a half. 4:32 remaining. Here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. 1-0 Sioux Falls lead, and the faceoff is one deep into the Storm. And Glukowski back to get it, and it's a Tri-City Storm power play. Dello out of the box now. Glukowski moves it up the ice on the far side. Christian Horn. Horn into the zone. Right on net. Jacobson shoots it out of the zone. Dangerous play by Jacobson because it could have gotten knocked down, but it ends up working out, and the Storm recover in their own end. Lesperance now to neutralize. Got it to Horn. Into the zone. Too far ahead of Polganski, and it's sent all the way down. Minute 10 left on the Century 21 power play. Under 4 minutes remaining in the first period presented by Nebraska Lottery. Glukowski on the near side. Cecilia banks it off Polganski's skate. Polganski into the zone with a shot and a save by Jacobson. Poganski that time elects to shoot on the power play. Put it right into the chest of Jacobson, the goaltender for Sioux Falls. Jacobson this season has had pretty good numbers, 12-3. 2.42 goals against average and a save percentage of almost 92%. Face off to the right of Jacobson now. Scrum 4-1 forward by Lebosky. Behind the net, Lebosky gets taken down by McGovern. No call coming. Pat Curry comes in to try to help. And it's moving to the far side by Gomez. Up top, Kevin Kerr. Kerr almost lost it, but got it to Dello. Dello fans on a shot, gets it back. Through to Lebosky. Back up to Dello with a shot. Missed the net wide. Nice looking shot from Dello as Kevin Kerr has it. Kerr loses the puck, though. Here's a rush the other way. Valisano gets it knocked off his stick by Dello. 20 seconds left in the power play for Tri-City. Lebosky on the near side with Gomez. It's a 2-on-2. Lebosky into the zone. To the center. Pat Curry gets to it. Gets taken down. No call coming. Lebosky up top. Lang with a shot that misses the net. And now it's Gomez. Final seconds of the power play. Gomez found Lang on the far side. Lebosky threw one in the net. Went behind the net. Rebound. Swept in front. Score! Pat Curry! His first USHL goal ties the game! Patrick Curry from his knees has tied it up. It's 1-1 here at the Viero Event Center. What a goal from Pat Curry. And I don't think it'll be a power play goal. I believe it'll go as an even strength goal. Curry from Lebosky and Cecier. His first USHL goal. Keep the puck for that man. And what a goal it was. Curry had the puck behind the net. He was held from behind. He got out in front and dove to slap the puck in. A highlight reel goal from Patrick Curry for his first USHL mark, and we're tied 1-1. 2:30 to go in the period. Stampede turned it over, neutralized. Lang sends it back into the zone, but McGovern had it knocked away by Hutchison. Down low, Poganski runs into his man. Other hit there on the far side. Lang able to keep it in, but he lost it over to the Sioux Falls Stampede, and they will rush the puck up the ice. Bouncing puck goes high into the air in the storm. In. And it's moved on the far side now. In the storm end. Fans with still responding and cheering from that storm goal to tie it at 1. Under 2 minutes remaining in the period. Sean Lang has it now on his own end. It gets moved over to Glukowski, who put it near the storm bench. And it goes all the way down 4 and icing. Glukowski saw an open teammate on the side by the bench, but unfortunately he went off on a change. So nobody was there to catch the pass from Glukowski, and it went all the way down into the Sioux Falls end. So it's an offensive zone faceoff for the Stampede. Storm win it. Lesbrant's got it to Lang in the near side corner. Got it to Glukowski. Poganski cannot get it out. Shot missed the net wide there. From the left point, it was Daniel Fritz. Now it's recovered by Lang. He sends it around the far side. Fritz trying to keep it in. Does against Poganski. Glukowski finally able to settle it down and loft it to neutral ice. Nice job by Glukowski. Storm get a couple players changed off. Minute 15 to go in the period. Forecheck gets a turnover to Gomez. Gomez down low. Lesperance. He shoots. Save made by Jacobson. May have hit the post there. As Jacobson finds the rebound. And the official made the sign, made the signal as if it had hit the post. Lesperance, nice chance there in front. And he ringed it off the left post. Jacobson will take that favor. As that's the second post the Storm have hit tonight. Gomez hit one earlier that ended up resulting in a Sioux Falls goal on the power play. And now Lesperance rung one off the post moments ago. Sioux Falls wins the faceoff, gets it out to neutralize. Kevin Kerr trying to knock it away from Calderon. Sioux Falls came in onside, but it's taken by Kerr. Far side of Horn. Knocks it in deep. Horn goes to get it. Horn to the center. Threw one behind the net. Kevin Kerr recovers. Keeps it in. Now Horn, and we get a stoppage and a penalties whistle. I don't know how this is a penalty on the Storm. Kevin Kerr is going to go for roughing. Kerr was on his back when I looked over there. Can't believe they're calling a penalty on that. That looks just like a normal hit. Right near the Storm bench. Jim Holton not happy. I can't believe they're calling that a penalty. 44 seconds remaining in the period, and now the Stampede have a power play. Krevchenko to the center, over to Bo Pella. Down low. Chance in front. Nice job by McMurphy to knock it away. Another shot. Save, Johansson. Rebound loose. A mad scramble in front. Another save. Johansson keeps it out. Here's another chance in front for the Stampede. Shot. Save, Johansson. And he covers it up. And after the play, pushing and shoving in front. Eastman and Knutson going at it. Sean Lang able to tie up his player, Glukowski, as well. Jacob Johansson makes a whole host of saves to keep this thing tied at one. 23 seconds left in the period. 1:40 remaining in the Sioux Falls power play. There may be some whistles and some penalties as a result here. C.J. Franklin has gone into the Sioux Falls box. Glukowski is going over to the box for Tri-City. Glukowski wasn't really even involved in things, as Eastman was the one who was pushing and shoving the most. So we still have a 5-on-4 power play. Coincidental after the whistle penalties given to both C.J. Franklin and Nolan Glukowski. Officials talk things over here. There'll be a face-off to the right of Johansson in the Storm end. Storm just trying to get out of this period. 23 seconds remaining in it, but there's a 1:40 left on the Sioux Falls power play, and Stampede wins the face-off. Molino gets it down low to Knutson to the center, knocked off of Lang's skate. On the far side, Dakota Joshua. Joshua now from the far side corner. Finds Knutson. Centering pass up to Pella with a shot missing it wide. Rebound down low. Knutson over to the near side now. Franklin. And that'll do it for the period. Stampede, I don't think they had a good sense of the clock there. They didn't get a shot off as time expired. And we're tied at 1-1 after 20 minutes. Penalties continue to be a problem for Tri-City as they took a whole host of them there in the opening period. But on the scoreboard where it matters, we're tied at 1-1. Here after 20 minutes, we'll take a break. Come back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world.
Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
Through one period, Tri-City Storm and the Sioux Falls Stampede tied 1-1 here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. It's the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Both of these two teams score one goal in the first period. A pretty even period. Sioux Falls had a few more chances, but they also had more time on the power play, and their only goal was a power play goal. C.J. Franklin with the man advantage at 7:34. And really, that was a result. The Storm had an on-man rush shorthanded the other way. Les Bronson Gomez with a give-and-go play, and Gomez rang one off the post. And the other way, it was picked up by the Stampede, and C.J. Franklin was able to put it home on the on-man rush. It actually went off of Kevin Kerr and beat Johansson. Johansson made the initial save on Franklin's shot, but it banked off of Kevin Kerr's skate and into the back of the net. So it was 1-0 there. The Storm evened things up much later in the period, about 10 minutes later, and a great individual effort by Patrick Curry. Curry for the Storm, playing in only his fourth game this season. But he had the puck behind the net and willed it into the net as he came forward. He had the puck behind the net. He skated out in front, had a man trying to drag him down, and from his knees on the backhand, beats David Jacobson. That is the first goal the Storm have scored against Sioux Falls this season, as they were shut out the first time these two teams met up. And we have a 1-1 score. The assists on the goal to Daniel Lebosky and Garrett Cecere at 17-16. But really, Curry is the one that deserves all the credit for the goal, as he made it happen coming from behind the net. Shots on goal, 11-7 in favor of the Stampede. And we had a whole host of penalties in that period. Storm went 0-2 on the power play. Sioux Falls is 1-3, but they have a minute and 17 seconds of carryover time after a Kevin Kerr roughing penalty, which, in my opinion, after we looked at the replay, really does looks like a tough call on Kevin Kerr, because really, I mean, the contact was very neutral, and my opinion should have been a no call either way on the play. Either way, Kevin Kerr is sitting in the box for another minute 17. Nolan Abel has another couple seconds left on his 10-minute misconduct for checking from behind, and Nolan Gulkowski is in the box along with C.J. Franklin, both players for delay of game at 19:37. So a lot of penalties, not as, you know, there's so many infractions, but not necessarily all of them resulting in man advantages. However, the Storm have three players in the box when we start the second period. Jacob Johansson made 10 saves on 11 shots in the opening frame. David Jacobson, 6 saves on 7 shots, and we're square, 1 apiece after 1. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on The Breeze. Come back with the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday night here on late December night, a Toy Story night going on here at the Viero Event Center. Got 40 more minutes of hockey coming up next right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze 94.5.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients. Better pizza. Papa John's.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney. For a free estimate.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
1-1 the score between Tri-City Storm and the Sioux Falls Stampede after 20 minutes here in the Central Hydraulic. Intermission report on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. And we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. A lot of games here in the USHL this weekend, the first weekend back from the break. And Indiana leads Youngstown 4-2 in the second intermission. Last night, the Ice defeated the Phantoms as well. That's at the Covelli Center in Youngstown. Des Moines and Chicago are scoreless after one period in Chicago. Fargo has a 2-1 lead on Sioux City after one period of play. Green Bay, who defeated Dubuque last night 7-5, has a 1-0 lead on Dubuque. Last night, a 7-5 game that was in Dubuque, and now they flip-flop and they're playing in Green Bay tonight. Connor Hurley scores the game-winning goal in his first game for Green Bay after being traded from Muskegon. And Hurley, one of the best players in the league, gets traded from Muskegon over to Green Bay and right away makes an impact. And now the Gamblers have a 1-0 lead on Dubuque. Dubuque, by the way, will be at the Viero Event Center on January 19th for the last game between the Storm and the Fighting Saints. Lincoln has a 1-0 lead over Omaha. Lancers are the number one team in the USHL, but after one in the icebox, they trail 1-0. Christian Lampasso, his second goal in as many nights for Lincoln. Thomas Carey and Zach Fry pick up assists in that first period. In net is Cole Bruns. So Bruns maybe a little bit rusty after the holiday break. Hayden Hockey played last night. Michael Bitzer, a perfect 15 of 15 in the first period there at the icebox. And Cedar Rapids has a 2-1 lead on the Waterloo Blackhawks. That game going on at the Stable in Cedar Rapids. Goals in that game for both Dylan Stemmen and Mitch Maloney for Cedar Rapids. Patrick Russell has one for the Waterloo Blackhawks. It's 2-1 Cedar Rapids. Waterloo last night jumped over Sioux Falls in the standings to get in second place. Cedar Rapids trying to keep that, knock them back down to third. Sioux Falls trying to get back into second place tonight. A little bit of twisting and turning on the standings. And last night as well in the Eastern Conference with Dubuque's loss. And Team USA, who has off a few nights here as they're engaged in international competition. Indiana has taken the lead in the Eastern Conference right now with 33 points, or 34 points, I believe, and they have the lead in the Eastern Conference. The Ice made a few moves over the break as well, sensing a chance to really take a hold of that Eastern Conference, which is wide open for grabs right now. They lead Youngstown again 4-2 here tonight. That's your out-of-town look around the USHL, presented by Midway Auto. Fans, we want to remind you about our Valentino's Tuesday Trivia Question of the Week. Log on to the Tri-City Storm Facebook page every Tuesday. Answer our trivia question correctly and be entered to win a free buffet from Valentino's here in Kearney. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads, Valentino's has what you like. Remember to check out our Valentino's Tuesday Trivia Question each week on the Tri-City Storm Facebook page. We'll take a break and come back with the beginning of the second period. Tri-City Storm and Sioux Falls tied at 1-1 here on the Breeze 94.5.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Zendar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at nebraskablue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
For all your paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Second period here at the Viero Event Center, Tri-City Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede. Tied 1-1 after one. There'll be a minute 17 remaining on the penalty to Kevin Kerr, which went for roughing late in the first period. Also in the box for the Storm, Nolan Abel serving a 10-minute misconduct for checking from behind, as well as Nolan Glukowski, who's in for delay of game. Sioux Falls has C.J. Franklin, who's in the box for delay of game as well. And so it'll be a minute 17 on the penalty kill presented by GNC for the Tri-City Storm as they come back on the ice for the second period here in Kearney. 1-1 the score between Sioux Falls and Tri-City Storm. The two goal scorers, C.J. Franklin and Patrick Curry. Curry's first USHL goal for the Storm. Teams have switched sides. Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial here for the second period. Sioux Falls will go from right to left in the middle frame. As we get back underway, it'll be Ryan McMurphy who will take this opening draw on the penalty kill for Tri-City. Dan Lebosky, Tori Dello, and Sean Lang, the rest of the penalty killing unit for Tri-City. For Sioux Falls, it'll be Knutson, Bo Pella, Dakota Joshua, Griffin Molino, and Dennis Kravchenko to start things here in the second. McMurphy against Kravchenko for the faceoff. Here in the second period, presented by Papa John's. Faceoff won by the Storm. Dello tried to clear it all the way down, but it was brought back in by Molino. Molino sets up shop on the left point, plays it over to Pella. Power play here for Sioux Falls. Kravchenko sends it out of the zone. I don't know if that was intended for Pella or Molino, but either way, it went out of the zone, and Sioux Falls will recover in their own end with 52 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Kravchenko gets around Lebosky, neutral ice, moves in, nice move, shoot, save made by Johansson. He got around Dello, and Kravchenko with a high-quality opportunity early on here on this power play. Another shot from Kravchenko, he missed the net wide. Rebound on the far side is kept in by Molino. Nice hustle to keep it in, but he gets it to Dello, and Dello sends it all the way down. 25 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill. About a minute in to the second period, 1-1 the score here in Kearney. Far side, it's Knutson who moves into the zone. Got it back to Nanny. Now up top, Pella gets around Poganski. Nice move. Bo Pella shoots, misses the net wide. Nice move by the defenseman there. Kept in by Molino with a shot. Johansson scoops it off the ice with the glove and hangs on to stop play. 5 seconds remaining here in the GNC penalty kill. Storm get a change of penalty killers. Kevin Kerr is set to come out of the box in 5 seconds. 18:48 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. 1-1 the score here in Kearney. Faceoff is won by the Storm. Sasir got it around to the top of the zone. The Storm are back at full strength. And now it's loose down low. Stopped by Sasir. Shot save made by Johansson. And Nanny plays it into the far side wall over to McGovern. Banks it off the far side wall. Down low. Centering pass. Johansson. Ooh, a dangerous play. Johansson got a piece and hopped on top. Stopping play. Almost trickled in, though, and he keeps it out. 18:27 remaining in the second period. Presented by Papa John's in Kearney. Tie score 1-1. Tri-City and Sioux Falls here on the breeze, 94.5. Shots on goal now 15-7 in favor of the Stampede after they've had these power play opportunities. We're back to full strength. L'Esperance on the draw against Dakota Joshua. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. And Sean Lang finds Christian Horn on the near side. Got it to neutral ice. Gomez got a piece with the stick. But McGovern settled it down back to neutral ice. L'Esperance got it back to Gomez. Kevin Kerr mishandled it a bit, but sent it back into the Sioux Falls end. Rolling back for Ed McGovern. Nice job by Christian Horn to collapse there. Play the puck on the near side. Kept in by Joyo. Nice play down low to Horn. Horn, a centering look for L'Esperance, was knocked away by McGovern. Rebound on the near side wall. It's played out to neutral ice. Sean Lang deflects it back in on Johansson, who will cover up and stop play. Schultz was lurking there. That's Joe Schultz. Jimmy Schultz plays for the Omaha Lancers. Saw him last night. 17:49 remaining in the second. 1-1 the score between the Storm and the Sioux Falls Stampede. Ryan McMurphy will take the draw now against Dennis Kravchenko. Top line on the ice for the Stampede. Faceoff won by Tri-City, and Kevin Kerr plays in the near side. Banks it off the wall to neutral ice. Poganski settles it down. Try to get it to McMurphy, who's deflected away to the stick of Zeb Knutson. Knutson wraps it around deep to the Storm end. Kevin Kerr on the near side. Poganski try to chip it for McMurphy, and he gets to it. McMurphy in a neutral ice. Lost it for a second, got it back, and sent it to Kevin Kerr. Kerr shoots it in. on Jacobson. Jacobson plays it on the near side, out to neutralize. Jacobson not afraid to play the puck as it gets shot in deep on him once again. This time he gloves it down and leaves it for Christopher Bruin. Turned over, though, for Cecere, and it's back out of play. Kravchenko backhanded out of play, and the faceoff will stay in the zone. Penalty boxes have emptied out. Abel is out and back on the Storm bench. We're tied 1-1, 3 minutes into the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. And Carney, faceoff will be in the Sioux Falls end to the right of Jacobson. Pat Curry against Kravchenko on the faceoff. It's won by Kravchenko. On the near side, C.J. Franklin with plenty of time sends it to Kravchenko. Glances off Cecere, skates. Kravchenko shoots. Save Johansson. Kravchenko was alone, but he didn't have much time to do anything on a rolling puck, and Johansson made the save. Dello now on the far side got it to Hutchison. Hutchison wins the battle on the wall, but then the puck squirts away from him, and it's C.J. Franklin who sent it to the center. Cecere knocked it away. Back over to Franklin. Franklin with Hutchison on him. Hutchison shoves him in the wall, but it's picked up by the Stampede. Nice hit by Curry there. As the puck's loose and picked up by Hutchison, trying to get it to Cecere, but it went by him for Pella, and a deflection in front went wide of the net. Hutchison banks it up the sidewall and out to neutral ice. So Jack Standard, a Bo Pella. Pella shoots it back into the Storm end. It's played by Dello, lost it behind the net. And now on the far side, Stampede have it. Standard on the right point, leaves it there for Valisano. Down low. It's played behind the net. Aldworth able to shield Pella for a second, but they can't move it out. Storm struggling to clear their own zone right now. Stampede have the pressure on. Dello has his man into the wall, but it's picked up by Valisano. Trying to get away from Cecere. Valisano in the far side corner. Wraps it deep. Once again, Bo Pella, defenseman, playing very deep. He lost it to Aldworth. Pat Curry able to send it out of the zone. Stander picks it up. Storm can't change the defense. Stander on the far side. Centering pass. Tried to go to Joshua. Deflected into the far side corner. Centering pass knocked away by L'Esperance. And now Gomez on the far side couldn't get it out. Dello able to get it out. It banked off L'Esperance's back. And Gomez got it into the zone. Now it's L'Esperance to the center. Shot save made. Rebound jab for the score. Christian Horn puts it home. His third goal of the weekend. And the Tri-City Storm take a 2-1 lead. 15-11 remaining in the second. Christian Horn on fire right now. He's got his ninth of the season. L'Esperance set it in front. L'Esperance will pick up the first assist. Gomez will take the second assist. L'Esperance throws it in front. Loose puck in the crease. Horn gets a stick on it. And it goes to the back of the net. 2-1 the score. The Storm in the lead after being down 1-0. Sioux Falls had the face-off win, but now it's loose and neutral ice. Poked into the zone by Nolan Abel. On the near side, played by Fritz. Back to the Storm side of things. Kevin Kerr will send it on the far side. Poganski got it into the zone. Bouncing puck at the top. Poganski keeps it in. Lebowski goes to get it. Lebowski down low behind the net. Banks it down low to Poganski. Poganski up top turns it over. And here come the Sioux Falls Stampede. It's knocked into the zone there by Calderon. Had some obstruction there. Puck's moved on the far side. Lebowski gets to it. Nice pass cross ice for Poganski. Poganski trying to get it past Bruin. Storm changing. Got to be careful here. And now it's back to Lebowski. Lebowski tried to play to McMurphy. Taken away by Dakota Joshua. They'll have a one-on-two here into the Storm end. Dumps it in deep. Back to get it, though, was Glukowski. Nice hit by Eastman behind the net. And now it's McMurphy with the puck. McMurphy through neutral ice. McMurphy into the zone. Lost the puck. And here comes Jason Stepanek the other way. Stepanek, the former Lincoln Star, to the net. And a save made by Johansson. Glukowski on the far side. Got it to Patrick Curry. Curry, who has his first USHL goal here tonight. Got it in neutral ice, but couldn't get it further. Sent all the way back into the Storm end. Icing waved off. Kevin Kerr now. Kerr with it for Tri-City. Will stop. Played in front of the net. Now bank it off the far side wall. Out. So down to the Sioux Falls end. It deflects off a Sioux Falls skate, and icing is waved off correctly by the officiating crew. And now Stander sends it to the Storm end. Icing waved off once again on the other side. Glukowski, long pass. Gomez Wait, got a deflection in. So teams just trading possessions here. And now it's Sioux Falls with the puck. Franklin over to Knutson into the zone on the far side. Knutson into the center at Franklin. Back door, and he couldn't put it home as it went wide of the net. Kept in by Jack Stander. Franklin has it. There's a stick down low. That's loose. Cecere turns it over. Loose puck taken by Gomez. Here they come in the races. Gomez moves in and gets knocked away by Knutson. Nice play on the back check. Gomez to the center for L'Esperance. Horn, loose puck in front. Taken away, though, by Bo Pella. And now Knutson the other way. Left it in there for Pella, but Lang got to it first. Gomez tried to play it forward, but Stampede come back in onside. Krevchenko lost it to Cecere out of the zone. Sent back in, but Cecere's got it again. 12:30 left in the period. Storm have a 2-1 lead. Deflected in deep by Gomez. Storm get a change. Ed McGovern on the far side gets deflected in. Johansson sticks it down, leaves it for Kerr on the far side. Hutchison, nice pass there for McMurphy. Got Aldworth with him. McMurphy banks it in deep. Aldworth goes to get it in the far side. Aldworth took a hit. McMurphy comes in to help. Three Stampede players there to work it free. Nice job by Hutchison to angle out there, but it's taken away. And here's Molino. Griffin Molino to the net. And a pass that went to the front but never made it to the intended target. And there was an open net there. Sioux Falls able to keep it in. Nice hit by Kevin Kerr. Leaves Molino on the ground. Molino left his feet. And Kerr knocked him over. Now here's Aldworth. Aldworth into the zone. Glukowski keeps it in. Deflection save made there by Jacobson. Hutchison had the look in front. And now it's McMurphy on the backboards. McMurphy gets played nicely by Valisano to get the turnover. And now it's worked out to neutral ice. And we get a stoppage here as puck may have went into the Storm bench. And a stoppage with 11:27 remaining in the second period. The only goal of the second, Christian Horn from Joel L'Esperance and Garrett Gomez at 4:49 for Horn. His ninth of the season, his 19th point in 21 games. L'Esperance picks up his 28th point in 28 games. Gomez now with 2 goals and 10 assists on the season. Papa John's Pizza and Carney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. 2-1, Storm in the lead. C.J. Franklin scored the first goal of the night at 7:34. Patrick Curry tied it up 10 minutes later, late in the first period, with his first USHL goal. And Christian Horn has given the Storm the lead with a goal at 4:49 of the second period. L'Esperance drove it wide, sent it to the center. Jacobson made the initial save, but Horn was able to find the rebound in traffic and poke it home to give the Storm a 2-1 lead. L'Esperance with Gomez and Horn right back out to take on the Stampede top line of Krevchenko, Franklin, and Knutson. Horn and Franklin all tied up there. And they have to blow the whistle before the puck is dropped. Now the puck is dropped, and it's won by the Storm. Glukowski over to the far side, Kevin Kerr. Kerr down low. Jacobson wraps it into the netting and out of play. And they say it was deflected by Christian Horn, so... Oh, no, they say it was deflected off the glass and into the netting, so it didn't go straight out in case Sioux Falls wanted to make a change, which they will not. L'Esperance against Krevchenko once again. Face-off to the left of Jacobson in the Sioux Falls end. Face-off is scrum four and won by the Stampede. That's moved forward by C.J. Franklin. Franklin able to dump it in deep. Going to get it against Kevin Kerr. Kerr trying to play it. L'Esperance comes in. Lost it, though, to Krevchenko. Trying to centering pass. Banked off a skate back into the far side corner for Knutson. L'Esperance has got him tied up. Glukowski and Krevchenko collision there. Glukowski went tumbling into the ice. Down low the puck goes in the near side corner. Knutson played it back in deep. Krevchenko now kicks it forward for Franklin behind the net. Chance in front. Johansson made a save. Kept out. Bruin took a shot that was blocked. Rebounds poked away. Krevchenko with a chance for Knutson. He fanned on the one-timer. And Knutson trying to get free in the corner. L'Esperance shoves him away. Christian Horn trying to poke it out. He couldn't. Kept in again by Bruin. And now Horn forces it out to neutralize. And here come the Storm in a rush. Horn into the zone. Takes a shot. Save made by Jacobson. Rebound is loose. And on the far side it goes. Lesbrons hustles for a change as Sioux Falls able to get to the puck, and they dump it in deep. Rolling in is Logan O'Connor to go get it against. Nice play by Dello. Held him up against the wall. Now on the near side, Valenzano keeps it in. Rolled around to the far side where Gomez has it. Gomez tries to get it out, and he does. Puck's out of the zone. Played back in deep by Sioux Falls. 10 minutes to go here in this second period, halfway through the game. Storm in the lead, 2-1. Chance behind the net now as Molino has it with some speed up top to Jack Stander. Fed one down low for O'Connor. Took a hit. Valisano in the near side corner as Dello holds him there. And it's taken by Sean Lang, but he turns it over to Bo Pella on the far side. Right back to Lang it goes. Lang sent it around the near side. Kept in again by the Stampede. Stampede have had some long shifts in the Storm end, and Tri-City's got to be able to clear a little bit smoother. As finally Eastman gets it to the far side, Lang, who sends it into the Sioux Falls end. Bo Pella banked it right back out. Lang can't come back in because Eastman was there. Eastman with a big hit, neutral ice. And Abel goes to get it on the far side. Curry ties up his man in the zone. And Nolan Abel took a spill as he entered the zone. And here's Nanny. Nanny on the near side for Sioux Falls. Into the zone. Pass Dello to the net. Save Johansson. Rebound loose. Still poked around to the near side. Johansson's finally back and back in his crease in position. A shot from Nanny went wide. Rebound to McGovern on the far side. It's played in deep. Sasir plays it around the side. It's bound down behind the net. And a shot missed well wide from Dakota Joshua. And now it's Poganski who will skate it out of the zone. Poganski, nice move to get in the zone. Curry goes to get it. Curry, nice hit there, and a penalty is whistled. And Curry jumped into that hit, and that's the worst thing you can do. Once you leave your feet, you're in trouble. And he leaves the defenseman, Daniel Fitz, on the ground. So Curry will head to the box. Probably going to be a hit from behind. That's just a young player who's learning how to play in this league, and Patrick Curry heads to the box. 2 minutes on the board for Curry. He's trying to jostle for position, and yeah, that's a hit from behind. That's pretty much textbook. You get up on the numbers. Fritz was turned the other way, and Curry, I don't know if any ill intent was meant there. It's just he's trying to get in position, get in deep, and it's going to be a 2 and a 10. Now, you see the checking from behind. It's very similar to what Nolan Abel had. Not an ill intent kind of a penalty, but it's another misconduct here. Now the Storm were without Patrick Curry for 10 minutes, and it's two young players trying to learn how to play this game. It's a fast-moving game. Abel has only played in 7 games. Curry, this is his 4th game, and they're learning how to play, and Aldworth will have to serve the 2-minute penalty. Tri-City on the GNC penalty kill here with 8:22 to go in the second. Curry is getting escorted out for the rest of the period. 8:22 to go in this second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. 2-minute power play for Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls wins the faceoff. Griffin Molino with a quick shot. Save made. Rebound loose in the crease. It's knocked away. Kept in, though, by Molino on the left point. Down low to Kravchenko. He shoots. Save Johansson. Jacob Johansson. All over the place in the crease for Tri-City. 11 seconds into the GNC penalty kill. Faceoff will be to the left of Johansson. 8:11 remaining in the second period. 2-1 Storm lead. Faceoff won by the Stampede. Bo Pella on the far side. Gets around Lesperance. Finds Molino. Fakes on a shot past it to Kravchenko. Went off the wall back to Kravchenko. Pella with a shot deflected away by Glukowski. Puck's behind the net. Tried to be sent forward by Kerr, but he lost it. Now on the near side, Knutson. Up top, Molino with a shot. Deflection wide of the net. Franklin with good positioning in front. Another chance up top for Pella. Down low, Kravchenko had Franklin in front, but it went wide. Now on the near side, Molino up top. To the far side, Pella on the right point. Molino on the left. Down low, Kravchenko. Chance in front. Save made by Johansson. Franklin was the man in front. Now it's Pella. Down low. Chance in front. Kravchenko shoots it wide. 1 minute gone by in the GNC penalty kill. Sioux Falls with some chances, but the Storm clear. Flukowski sends it all the way down. 50 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Bo Pella with speed up the ice. Pella into the zone. Pella on the near side to the center. Has Dakota Joshua in the near side corner. Joshua sends it back in for Pella. Pella, a defenseman, really active here. Looks like a forward. Sends it up top to Molinos. Shot wide, deflected by Dello, and sent all the way down, this time by Poganski. Eastman, Dello, Poganski change, Lobosky, Gomez, and Cecier are on. Molino into the zone. Molino gets by Cecier to the net. Knocked away. On the far side, Lobosky picks it up. Can't clear. Lobosky was looking up the ice to try to start a rush, but he didn't get it out of the zone. Now another chance in front. Bouncing puck, glove down to McGovern with a shot. Save made. Johansson got a piece. And now the Storm have killed it off. They're back at full strength. Another chance in front was blocked by Lang. Lang against Calderon. Calderon behind the net. Plays it to the far side. Chance in front was loose. No shot came there. And Gomez has it forward for Aldworth. Aldworth out of the box on the near side. Fires. And save made by Jacobson. Johansson on the, Aldworth with his own rebound. Got it down low to Lobosky with a shot and a save made by Jacobson. And Aldworth gets knocked down by Jack Stander. Aldworth was trying to skate through the crease, and Stander made some contact, but no calls needed to come there. Just some incidental contact in the crease. As there's 5:55 remaining in this second period, Sioux Falls now out shooting the Storm 22-12. And they've had their opportunities, most recently on that power play, moving the puck very well. You can see the experience of Krebchenko. Franklin in front of the net. You got great players at the point in both Griffin Molino and Bo Pella. And down low, you got Zeb Knutson, who's the leading scorer. You wouldn't even know it, but Knutson has looked good. And we have a 2-1 Tri-City Storm lead. The Storm been playing some bend-don't-break defense here in the second. The only goal, Christian Horn from Joel Esperance and Garrett Gomez at 4:49. So, Tri-City hanging on to a one-goal lead. Johansson has made 21 saves for Tri-City in his first game back from the break. 5:55 remaining here in the second period on the Breeze 94.5. Thanks for tuning in. Here in the final game of 2013 for the Tri-City Storm. Might not be a year to remember with their record, but they've had a lot of positives here in this year. One of the biggest positives after last season, sending so many players on to college who are really succeeding at their schools this year. Now at the beginning of this year, they struggled out of the gate, but again, trying to claw their way back in the standings. Faceoff won by the Storm to resume play. Dello tried to take a shot that was blocked. Horn got the rebound, tried to send it to Gomez, but he couldn't get a shot off. And now it's put into the Storm end. Nice play by Lang to get it out. And now it's Christian Horn who puts it back in deep. Jacobson out of his net to play it on the far side. Stander played it up the far side wall. Played back down low, though, after L'Esperance was aggressive and kept it in deep. Now Gomez trying to create a turnover on the far side, and he gets to it. Gomez to the center to Horn. Horn makes a move behind the net. Looking forward. Horn still with the puck. Christian Horn held up by Stander. Gomez playing against McGovern. Gomez now on the far side, shoved into the far side wall. McGovern tries to kick it loose, and he gets it straight up to Valisano. On the far side, moved in by the Sioux Falls Stampede. O'Connor takes a hit there from Lang. On the far side behind the net now. It's played by Valisano. Far side half wall. Valisano looking into the center. On the right circle, twisting and turning, circling with it. Now it's knocked away, and L'Esperance sends it out. Nice job by Joel Esperance. It's back in the Sioux Falls end. They clear it in deep to the Storm end behind Johansson's net. Cecier against Joe Schultz. It's played in the near side corner. And now moved on the near side wall by Eastman. Eastman left it for Cecier, and it's out of the zone to Bruin. Now back down low again. It's deflected in by Molino. 4:15 left in the second. 2-1 Storm lead. Lang had it for a second, but gets a hit from Schultz, and now it's in the far side corner. Sioux Falls, a lot of pressure here. There's three Stampede players, but the battle is won by Lang, and he gets it to Cecier. Nice job by Eastman, who adjusts on the pass, getting it forward to McMurphy, into the zone. McMurphy with a shot saved. Jacobson rebound came loose. Hutchison couldn't get there in time. Eastman with a hit on the far side. Puck squirts out to McGovern, and now it's Nanny who plays it in deep. On the far side of the Storm, and Hutchison has time to skate with it. Banks it forward to McMurphy. McMurphy into the zone. Gets it knocked off his stick to Poganski. Poganski took a hard hit on the near side from Franklin, but got it in deep. And now it's Daniel Fritz. Takes a hit from Poganski. Turnover. Poganski to Lebowski, trying to get it in front of the backhand, but he couldn't get a shot off. Now Poganski back to Lebowski in the far side corner. Cycling working here. Poganski leaves it for Abel. Back to Lebowski, trying to send it in front there for Poganski, but it was turned over. Now Lebowski gets it back. Lebowski back into the zone on the far side. Leaves it for Abel. Abel taken down. No call coming. Puck's loose, picked up by the Stampede. Turned over again. Storm tag up. Glukowski sends it back into the near side corner. Puck's bouncing around down behind the net. Storm gets some pressure. It's turned over to Christian Horn. Horn gloved it down. Had it on the backhand. Left it for Dello with a shot. Save made there by Jacobson with a blocker. Horn keeps it in. And now it's Abel. Down low, Gomez. Gomez took a hit. Got it to Horn. Horn up top, Dello. Dello kept it in. Almost lost it, but got it down low to Gomez. Now it's Horn in the far side. Horn on the far side half wall. Looped it back to Gomez on the goal line. Sent to L'Esperance. Save made by Jacobson. Nice shot from L'Esperance. L'Esperance up top for Dello. Dello takes a shot. Save Jacobson. Rebound. Another save Jacobson. L'Esperance had a piece of it, but didn't get all of it, and Jacobson got a hold of it. Now the other way, a chance for Sioux Falls. It's shot high and wide. Tony Calderon missed the net. Kept in by Dakota Joshua. 2 minutes to go in the period, and there's too many men on the ice, I believe. And now we got an argument between Jim Holton and the official. Official's not happy with Holton. Looks like it was a too many men penalty on the Stampede. I don't know why there's a discussion between Holton and the official. Faceoff's coming in the offensive zone for the Storm. And it looks like the Tri-City Storm are headed to the Century 21 power play. For the first time here in this second period, they're 0-2 on the night with the man advantage. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Two-minute power play. But the faceoff is won by the Stampede. They cannot clear. Glukowski keeps it in. Cecier on the far side. Back to Glukowski at the center with a shot to score! Tri-City takes a 3-1 lead with 1:56 remaining in the period. Glukowski with the initial shot. It may have been deflected. If not, it's Glukowski's first of the season, and he's got the team fired up on the bench. Only took 8 seconds. After the faceoff, after the too many men penalty, the Storm of the first power play tally of the night. Glukowski took the initial shot. Cecier makes the pass. Glukowski's shot, that goes straight in. That's Nolan Glukowski's first goal of the season, and he knows it. The celebration on the ice. And there's a scrum forward as we resume play. Tri-City with a big power play goal. Take a two-goal lead. Glukowski on the far side finds Eastman. Eastman to the center, trying to find McMurphy through the center, but it went wide. Rebound on the near side corner. Hutchison trying to play it down low. Now it goes to the far side. Eastman hustles over there to get it. Takes a hit in the far side wall. Kept it alive. Hutchison keeps it in. Bouncing puck. Eastman trying to pick it up. And it's knocked out of the zone. Kevin Kerr wraps it back in. Storm goal on a change. It's on the near side in the Sioux Falls end. Jack Stander sends it back down to the Storm end. Icing is waved off as it not got near to Kevin Kerr. Kerr leaves it over to Cecier. Cecier to Nolan Abel. Abel to Lebowski through neutral ice. Abel couldn't catch up to it. Abel's going to get a tripping call here as he tripped Griffin Molino. Nolan Abel now racked up 14 penalty minutes by himself here in this game. Had a 2 and a 10 earlier in the game, and now a tripping penalty, and it's just something he's got to learn from. Got his stick in on the skates and sent his man flying. So Abel into the box for 2 minutes. There's a minute and 4 seconds left in the period. Tri-City with a 3-1 lead. Glukowski on the power play from Cecilia, the most recent goal. Christian Horn also from Joel Esperance and Garrett Gomez earlier in the period. That's the difference in the game, but Sioux Falls ahead of the power play. They're 1-4 with the man advantage tonight. Faceoff won by Tri-City, but scrum 4 on the far side of wall. Bouncing around it, comes out in front, and a shot misses the net there from Franklin. Now it's kept in by Molina on the near side half wall. Sent across the ice by Knutson to Bopella. Chance in front, deflected away by Glukowski. As Knutson takes a hit from Gomez, Gomez sends it all the way down. Bouncing puck right in on Jacobson. Makes the save. 40 seconds left in the period. Storm and the GNC penalty kill. Ahead, 3-1 in the game. Kravchenko gets by Lebowski. Moves it forward to Molino. Taken away, though, by Hutchison. Big hit on the near side from Kravchenko. Storm not happy about it. As Hutchison is down in front of the Storm bench. Hutchison is down on the in front of the Storm bench. Fans are irate here. Kravchenko heads to the box. That was a violent hit on the near side. Hutchison went flying into the wall. And he is still down, seeing attention now from the trainer, Matt Stern. Oh, boy, that was a big hit. And Hutchison right on the bench there, right near the padded post in between the two benches. We see a replay, and his head goes straight into the dasher board. Kravchenko lined him up right there. That's a hit from behind. Same thing we've been talking about earlier in the day. Hutchison now on his back. Seeing the attention from Matt Stern. We have 23 seconds remaining in the second period. Nolan Abel in the box for another minute 19. That'll carry over to the third period. Kravchenko has to at least see a misconduct here, because we've seen two already to the Storm in this game, and the hits have not been as severe as this one. Hutchison now on his knees, being helped up on his feet by his teammates, and he is able to skate. Dello, along with Matt Stern, carrying Hutchison off the ice here. Gotta hope the best for Nick Hutchison. Really a great kid. Just finished up his high school career at Kearney High. And he was looking forward to the second half of the season where he wouldn't be in school, but right now, not the best moment here for Nick Hutchison. Storm already without Chris Wilkie in this game, as Wilkie is off the ice as well. I didn't even notice, but he's in street clothes already. I guess Wilkie left the game, and now Kravchenko will be escorted out. So the Storm now are two men short without Wilkie and Abel. Excuse me, Abel in the box, Wilkie and Hutchison, two injuries. Kravchenko has been escorted out. Making sure, nice touch there. Making sure that Hutchison is okay. Tapped him on the back there. Patrick Curry also is not in here in service, as he's been sent out. So Tri-City short on the bench right now. We'll get the penalty call. Five-minute major for hitting from behind for Kravchenko. Now, Dan Lebowski gets a slashing penalty in retaliation. I only could think that as a retaliation penalty after a huge hit from Kravchenko. What's crazy about this is we could potentially see the Storm shorthanded 4-on-3 after, you know, a major penalty to Sioux Falls. It would be a 4-on-3 for another minute 19. That's what's tough when you see those retaliations. But the Storm right now, talk about being short on the bench. You've got no Wilkie, no Patrick Curry, as he's serving a misconduct. He'll be back in the third. Doesn't look like Hutchison's returning to this game. So that's two forwards that the Storm are down, but three for the rest of this period. Then you've got two more of the forwards, Abel and Lebowski, in the box. So it's a 4-on-3. For Sioux Falls, and they end up coming out still on the power play here. However, after the 4-on-3 is over, there'll be a 4-on-4 for a brief period, and then Tri-City will end up with a power play. There's 10 seconds left in this period, so we'll get it all sorted out in a second here as there's a last chance for the Stampede. Molino to the center for Knutson. 3 seconds left. Glukowski trying to break things up. He does, and that'll do it for the period. 40 minutes in the books. Tri-City leading 3-1. But a lot of things to work out here, and a couple injuries to catch up on as well for Tri-City. Far from over here at the Viero Event Center, but Tri-City has themselves a two-goal lead. Got two goals in the second period, one from Christian Horn. And Nolan Glukowski's first of the season. We'll take a break and recap this period in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report next on The Breeze 94.5.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
All right, guys, it's sports season.
Yes, sir.
Time to rip open a case of Budweiser and cheer so loud you can hear yourself on TV. Because there's nothing better than watching our nation's greatest athletes with the nation's greatest athlete watchers. Like the hero that makes sure there's never a dent in the nachos. Because it's nacho cheese, gentlemen. It's everybody's cheese. So get the guys over and let's watch ball. Great time to wait. Grab some fun.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off-season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm with a 3-1 lead on top of the Sioux Falls Stampede after two periods of play. However, we've got a lot of sort out here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair, located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. So it's 3-1 Tri-City. Two goals in that period. Christian Horn from Joel Esperance and Garrett Gomez, first at 4:49. Then Glukowski with a power play goal from Garrett Cecier at 18:04. Gives the Storm a 3-1 lead. Then, after Glukowski scored that power play goal is when things kind of changed. Glukowski scores 8 seconds after the Stampede took a too many men bench minor. But then Nolan Abel went for tripping. And then after that, Denis Kravchenko takes a five-minute major for checking from behind. In retaliation, Lebowski picks up a two-minute slashing penalty. So what ends up happening after the Abel tripping penalty, the Storm are shorthanded 4-on-3 for the next 56 seconds. Then we'll have a 4-on-4 for a little while, and then it will end up working out exactly a three-minute power play for Tri-City as Kravchenko serves his minor. Now, in the box score, we haven't seen whether Kravchenko also picked up a misconduct or an ejection. You got to think that Kravchenko will get one of those two after the hits from behind that we saw from Curry as well as Abel earlier in the game. Now, Patrick Curry in that period picked up a checking from behind, two-minute minor and a 10-minute misconduct. He is still serving that. So the Storm enter the third period. Now, Curry is still serving his penalty once the period starts. Then Abel and Lebowski are also in the box. That's three forwards the Storm were without. Now, remember, you suit up 12 forwards for the game. There's three forwards that are going to be in the box to start the period. But Chris Wilkie looks like he has been injured and he is out. Saw him in street clothes in the tunnel at the end of that period. Didn't see him leave the ice. May not have actually come on for the second period. So without Chris Wilkie in the lineup, that's the fourth forward the Storm missing. And Nick Hutchison was injured in the checking from behind penalty to Denis Kravchenko. And Hutchison does not look like he's coming back into this game. So with that, the Storm will start this third period with five forwards out of their 12 missing, which means they only have eight healthy forwards to start the period. However, they will get three of the forwards back within the first 2 minutes. So it's just, I really feel if the Storm can get through the first 2 minutes without surrendering a goal, they'll then have a three-minute power play with 17 minutes, or excuse me, with 18 minutes left in the game. And if you look at it, about 5 minutes in to the third period, if the Storm continue with a two-goal lead, they will be in good shape, and they can play their systems and get back into a rhythm. But it's going to be huge here for the next couple minutes, because if the Stampede score right away on their 4-on-3 power play, you got a 3-2 game, you got the momentum shifting into the Stampede favor, they'll have a lot of momentum with a lot of time left in the game. But if you do not allow them to convert and then use your power play to gain some momentum, Tri-City in good shape here with a two-goal lead. The three goals, Patrick Curry's first of his USHL career. Christian Horn, ninth of the season, third of the weekend. And Nolan Glukowski, his first of the season. Glukowski now has a goal and 15 assists this season in his 27 games. Shot total now, Storm, after being outshot earlier in the period by a lot, came back to even things up. Earlier on in the period, the Storm were being outshot 22-12, but they've had the last 8 shots on net, and we have a 22-20 matchup on the shot total. Sioux Falls ahead by 2, but the Storm outshot Sioux Falls 13-11 in the second period. Johansson has been brilliant once again in net for Tri-City, 21 saves on 22 shots. David Jacobson, 17 saves on 20 shots for Sioux Falls. The Storm have a 3-1 lead heading to the third period. We'll take a break here. That is your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Mineral. We'll be back to check the out-of-town scoreboard in a moment here on The Breeze 94.5.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian Steel Toolboxes, and Boss Snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, winter is just around the corner, and now's the time to get your vehicle winter ready at Big O Tires, where you'll find great deals on all season and winter traction snow tires. And at Big O, we sell more than just tires. You'll save on oil changes, brake service, alignments, struts, radiator and transmission flushes, plus wiper blades, batteries, and more. So make sure your vehicle is ready to tackle harsh Nebraska winter. Stop by Big O Tires today for the best deals on tires and auto service. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Breeze, 94.5 Tri-City Storm. Have a 3-1 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede after two periods. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto. Think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway. .com. The Indiana Ice have picked up 4 points on the weekend on the road in Youngstown and have the lead in the Eastern Conference standings. They will have it for at least another week. They got a 5-4 win on Youngstown. Nice win for Indiana. Youngstown had a chance to come back late in the game after Indiana scored an empty netter but could not get the comeback complete. And the Ice beat the Phantoms 5-4 in Youngstown. Des Moines has a 3-1 lead over Chicago after two periods of play in Chicago at the Edge. Nice lead for the Buccaneers. Again, over Chicago. Des Moines took a loss last night, and they have a 3-1 lead over Chicago now. Sioux City has the 3-2 lead over Fargo. Sioux City with two goals there in the second period at the end of two. Lead 3-2 over Fargo. And the goals for Sioux City, Adam Johnson, Jared Rosberg, and Terrence Amorosa. For Fargo, Jack Rowe and Michael Babcock score. It's 3-2 Sioux City. Green Bay has a 2-0 lead over Dubuque after two periods. Lincoln holding on to that 1-0 lead over Omaha after two periods of play. And Waterloo has gone on top of Cedar Rapids 3-2 on the road at the Stable. Cedar Rapids had the 2-1 lead after one. Waterloo scores two in the second. Patrick Russell's second of the game, and John Witala scores as well to make it 3-2 Waterloo after two periods of play. Here in Kearney, Tri-City Storm have a 3-1 lead over the Sioux Falls Stampede after two periods. Storm head up to Sioux Falls to face the Stampede next weekend, January 3rd and 4th. We'll be up at the Sioux Falls Arena as the Storm have two games against the Stampede. Then they will face Omaha on the road on a Wednesday, January 8th. And then they're back here at the Viero Event Center January 10th and 11th to face Omaha and Sioux Falls. If you notice a pattern there, the Storm are in a span of eight consecutive games against Omaha and Sioux Falls. So we will take a break here at the end of two periods. Should be an exciting, action-packed third period when we come back as the Tri-City Storm have a 3-1 lead, but they're short 4-on-3 when we resume play, and then they'll have a 3-minute power play after a Dennis Kravchenko 5-minute major. So when we come back, we'll have the third period. Tri-City on top 3-1 right here on your Storm Radio Network, 94.5.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
the thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Our very best. Don't settle for anything less. Our reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Vogel, quality lasts longer.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Teams back onto the ice for the final period here at the Viero Event Center in Kearney on Toy Story night. Tri-City has a 3-1 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. And we'll recap the situation here heading into the third period. Storm up 2 goals. It's Nolan Abel in the penalty box serving a tripping penalty, a minor. 56 seconds left on that. Dan Lebosky is in serving a slashing minor. 1 minute 37 left in that. That came at the same time as a Dennis Kravchenko checking from behind major. Kravchenko has 4:37 remaining on his penalty. So, if the Storm can kill off first the power play, it's a 4-on-3 for an extra 56 seconds. Then it'll be a 4-on-4 for a minute, for 56 seconds. And then there will be a 3-minute power play. Players on the ice right now, Nolan Glukowski, Ryan McMurphy, and Kevin Kerr, the three for the Storm. Sioux Falls. We're trying to figure out now if Kravchenko has gotten a misconduct or an ejection, and he has. So Joe Schult will have to serve the rest of the 4:37 for the penalty to Kravchenko. Kravchenko We'll get an update to see whether he's allowed to return to this game, but it does not look to be so. I believe Kravchenko will be ejected from the game and done for the night. But we have the opening faceoff. The Storm win it. They'll move from right to left on your radio dial, and Kevin Kerr sends it in deep into the Sioux Falls end. Stampede moving forward, going from left to right on your radio dial. It's Zeb Knutson into the zone. Threw one to the side of the net. Johansson stick to for McMurphy, and he wraps it around, but he can't get it out of the zone. Now it moves up to Molino. Knocked out by McMurphy, and he'll have it. McMurphy to the races, moves in on net, shoots, misses the net high. May have gotten deflected by the glove of the goaltender there, Jacobson. Good look for McMurphy, but now you got to get back. Here's Sioux Falls, 20 seconds left in the 4-on-3. To the net, shot from Molino. Whisked the net wide with Johansson sitting on his behind. Now another chance, shot, save Johansson. Rebound, played around the near side, Glukowski. Kevin Kerr got it to him. Glukowski can't control the puck. And there's 3 seconds left in the penalty. Pella shoots. Doesn't get a shot off. Kevin Kerr able to take it away and clear. Storm back to the 4-on-4 for 33 seconds. And now we have a stoppage. I don't know if there may have been an icing. There may have been an icing on the play. Storm being told they're not allowed to change here. So I believe we were an icing. We're into the Big O Tires, third period of play. 18:53 remaining, just inside the third period. 3-1 lead for Tri-City here on the Breeze, 94.5. Exciting game here. 31 more seconds of 4-on-4, and then the Storm of the 3-minute power play. It's the Seer off the face-off win. Moves it past O'Connor. Getting the neutral ice, finds L'Espérance. Offside, Poganski skated ahead of L'Espérance. So another stoppage. 20 seconds remaining on the 4-on-4. There will be 3 minutes of Century 21 power play time. It's Denis Kravchenko getting called for a 5-minute major from checking from behind, and the Storm in the faceoff, Sasir, got it in deep to the Sioux Falls end. It's played now down low by Sioux Falls and moved out of the zone by Jack Stander. And he is offside. No whistle comes. The Storm get to it. Sioux Falls has to tag up Christian Horn. And now the Storm will start the power play for 3 minutes. 3-1 lead for Tri-City. Sasir has it behind his own net. It's a major, so if a goal happens, the power play will continue. Sasir on the far side. Horn moves it to L'Espérance into the zone. Got deflected away, and here's Griffin Molino the other way. Storm have to hustle back. It's a 2-on-2. Molino into the zone, takes a shot. Johansson makes the save. Rebound is knocked away behind the Storm net, but the rebound goes to Sioux Falls. Again, down low. And loose puck again picked up by the Stampede, killing some precious time. 2:22. Now turnover and a shot from Valisano, and Johansson makes the save. What a save from Johansson. Valisano took the shot. Johansson squeezed it up there. Near his head, it went on his right shoulder. And Johansson with a big save. Made it look pretty easy, but he had to squeeze his neck to hang on to the puck. 17:41 to go in the game. Storm with a 3-1 lead and a power play for 2:15. They win the faceoff. Have not moved into the Stampede zone on this power play just as yet. And now it's Garrett Gomez who shoots it in deep. To the near side, Lebowski. Banked off his stick down low to Gomez. Gomez settles it down behind the net. Working free in the far side corner. Got it up top for Dello. Keeps it in. Sends it in deep. It was blocked, though. And now it's taken back by Dello. Dello played it on the near side. Taken by Kevin Kerr. Almost collided with Lebowski. Kerr got it in deep. Played by Jacobson. Leaves it for McGovern. Sends it all the way down. Johansson has to go out and play it. Plays it on the near side to Kevin Kerr. 1:30 left on the power play. Storm, not much going yet. Garrett Gomez takes a shot, save made by Jacobson, and he'll clear it out. Jacobson is very aware of his surroundings. Anytime the puck moves in on him, he knows exactly what he's doing with it, and he's been able to make some good plays with the puck. It's moved out of the Storm end by Glukowski, but it's sent right back in by Sioux Falls. Minute 14 left on the power play. Storm have not had a grade A chance on this power play, but L'Espérance moves into the zone, finds Poganski with a shot, missed the net wide. Rebound Poganski. Down low, L'Espérance in the near side corner. Up top, Horn gets deflected out of the zone. Nice play by Griffin Molino. Active stick and knocks it out. Christian Horn plays it from the corner now in his own zone. Almost lost it to Valisano. Got it to Cecere. So Cecere retreats behind his own net. 45 seconds left in the power play. Glukowski sends it to L'Esperance. L'Esperance into the zone. Sends it in deep. Gets knocked off the puck by McGovern. Franklin clears it out. 30 seconds left in the power play. Tri-City with a change. Cecere spent almost that entire time on the ice. Glukowski is on, and Kevin Kerr jumps back on as well. Glukowski moves forward. Almost turns it over here, and he does turn it over to Knutson. Trying to centering pass back. Blocked by Glukowski. Gets it back. 10 seconds left in the man advantage. Tri-City had 3 minutes of power play time. Did nothing with it. And McMurphy will have a one last rush. In the far side, Aldworth. Aldworth behind the net gets shoved in the backboards. Cleared up top to Kevin Kerr, who keeps it in. Man out of the box. Kerr flips it back down low to Aldworth. Aldworth in the near side corner. Cycles down low to McMurphy. McMurphy, cross-ice pass. Torrey Dello can't hold it in the zone. Dello will get it back to neutral ice. Play it on the far side. McMurphy brings it back in. Bounces it over to Eastman down low against Stepanek. Eastman plays Stepanek into the wall. Got the puck forward. And now Knutson sent it along the wall back up top. Out of the zone, back to the Storm. And now icing whistled on Sioux Falls. 14:50 remaining in this game. We are back at full strength, 5-on-5. Kravchenko was given a game misconduct. So Kravchenko, I don't see him on the bench or in the box. Not sure if he's eligible to return to this game. Tri-City is without Nick Hutchison and Chris Wilkie. Both have left this one with injuries. But we're 5-on-5, 15 minutes to go in the game. 3-1 lead for Tri-City. Faceoff won by Sioux Falls. They sent it back in the storm. And Joyo able to evade Stepanek. And now it's Abel that has it. Finds Lebowski. Lebowski with speed on the far side. Moves into the zone. McGovern hit him for a second. Lebowski went and chased. Abel trying to get it in the far side corner. He hits Stepanek. Stepanek taking a beating here over the last couple minutes. Abel down low. Trying to get away from McGovern. Kicks it forward. Poganski's got it with space. To the center. Lebowski had a chance and a big kick save there by Jacobson. Lebowski trying to get it back. It rolled over his stick. And now it's played on the near side by the Stampede. Bounce to neutral ice. Joe Schultz plays it in the zone for Fritz. Nice job by L'Esperance to knock it out with a glove. And Calderon plays it back in deep. Under 14 minutes to go in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City leading 3-1. Cecere on the far side. Horn. Nice cross-ice pass. Intercepted, though. And here come the Stampede the other way. Molino try to find it to Calderon on the near side. Banked off the wall. Back to Calderon. Dakota Joshua to the center. Pass it down low. Molino's got it now. Molino to the center. Up top for Stander. Far side. Holding with it is Pella. Centering pass deflected away. Pella down low. Molino back to Pella. In the far side corner, Cecere is on him. L'Esperance knocks it away. Christian Horn has it on the far side wall. Trying to carry it out. Christian Horn got taken down. Looked like it could have been. It is a slashing call on Sioux Falls. Pretty clear cut there. Christian Horn had his stick slashed out of his hands. And the Tri-City Storm head back to the Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Big O Tires has some great tire and wheel package deals for those of you looking to dress up your truck or SUV with 20, 22, or 24-inch tires and wheels. They have some sharp-looking wheels and smooth-riding tires to add a little bling to your ride, all at a very attractive price. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. So, 2 minutes on the board to Bo Pella for slashing. Tri-City Storm on the power play. They've already spent 3 minutes on the power play in this period. But have not had any opportunities on the power play. We get an instant replay look in the arena here. Pretty clear cut slash. Breaks Christian Horn's stick, I believe. And that is what drew the power play. Face-off to the right of Jacobson. Storm of the Century, 21 power play for 2 minutes. Les Brotz wins the face-off. Cicero over to Glukowski. Winds and fires and misses the net wide. Rebound bouncing around. Jack Stander tries to calm it down. Sends it around the far side. Glukowski keeps it in. Glukowski over to Cicero. He fakes on a shot. Holds. Back to Glukowski. Dangerous, but he got it in. Glukowski with a shot to the front. Blocked in front. Now it's kept in by Horn. Horn circling. Finds Les Brotz with a shot. It was blocked. Les Brotz had a good look in the slot, and the shot was blocked by the Stampede. Cicero has it now with a minute 30 remaining in the Century 21 power play. 12:30 left in the game. Cicero sent it too far in front of Poganski and Glukowski, but Poganski gets it back. Poganski down the near side wall, holding into the zone in the corner. Got it down low there to Horn. Horn sends it back to the near side, over to Glukowski at the left point. Cicero faked on a one-timer. Now he shoots. Missed the net wide. Horn on the near side, sent it down low. First man there of the Stampede, but it's kept in by Cicero. Nice job. Played it back in deep. Horn trying to get control. Sent around the far side wall again. Cicero keeps it in. 55 seconds left in the power play. Cicero fakes on a shot. Gets away from one man. Finds Horn. Over to Glukowski. Back to Horn. Horn with a lot of room. Shoots. And a save was made, and it goes in to the netting. Christian Horn. Nice shot. Great puck movement by the Storm. This power play looks a lot different than the one they had earlier in the period. A lot of puck movements to Sear and Glukowski working at the point. And Christian Horn, Les Brotz had a couple opportunities. So a good job by Tri-City there. And here's a face-off to the right of Jacobson. 45 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Officials blowing the whistles here before the puck was dropped. It's Lebowski on the face-off. He's playing with Abel Curry Kerr and Dello. Scrum off the draw, won by Sioux Falls, and banked off the wall out of the zone. Kevin Kerr sends it over to Dello on the far side. Dello into the zone. Put it in deep. Abel charging forward against Jack Stander. Big hit in the far side wall. Is played out of the zone by the Stampede. 25 seconds to go in the power play. 11:30 remaining in the game. Johansson to the far side. Kevin Kerr. Kerr. Long pass on the near side. Lebowski got to it. Couldn't get in the zone, but now Abel will get to it. Abel tried to send it to Lebowski. Was blocked away and now sent back to the Storm end. Little too cute. Tri-City there. Just got to dump it in. And that'll be it for the Century 21 power play. 11-12 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period, 3-1 Storm. Eastman at the red line. Throws it in deep. R.J. McKozak back to get it. Runs into Eastman on a collision. Plays it around the near side. Cicero fakes on a shot. Got it down low to Aldworth, who let it go for Eastman on the far side wall. Eastman tried to shoot it. It was taken away. Here comes Sioux Falls with a 3-on-2. Charging forward and joining the rush, McKozak. McKozak from the far side. Centering pass. Chance in front. McMurphy got a piece and blocked it away. Far side. Dakota Joshua up top for a chance here. It's thrown wide of the net. Thrown to the center. Knocked away by Lang. Played on the far side again by Sioux Falls. Loose puck. Aldworth gets it out of the zone. Aldworth just got it out. And it's cleared back in. And it's an offside whistled on Sioux Falls. 10:27 remaining here in the Big O Tires. Third period. Storm now out shooting Sioux Falls. 26-24. And they have a 3-1 lead here on the Breeze. Attendance tonight for Toy Story Night in Kearney. 2,746. Nice draw for the Storm here tonight. The faceoff is won by Tri-City, and Kevin Kerr on the backhand in his own zone sends it around the near side wall. It's moved up top. McGovern keeps it in. Bouncing puck went wide of the net. Glukowski plays it into the corner. Glukowski holding on to it. Got three Sioux Falls players there, but he gets it up to Gomez. Great play by Glukowski. Now Les Brotz on the far side. Christian Horn back to Les Brotz for the one-timer. It was blocked. Les Brotz down low. Gomez sends it to Horn on the near side. Horn back to Gomez. Try to center it. Lost the puck. And O'Connor plays it the other way. Sioux Falls with the rush. Into the zone. Molino taken away by Gomez. Gomez trying to get it to Les Brotz and get it out of the zone. It didn't go out, but Glukowski sent it back out. And now Sioux Falls sends it into the netting. Stoppage in play. 9:42 remaining in the game. Tri-City with a 3-1 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. Second meeting in the season between these two teams. Tri-City looking to get their first win of the season over the Stampede. Face off at center ice with 9:42 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Won by the Stampede. Stander Dumped it in deep, hit by Poganski on the near side. Knutson to Franklin in the corner. Back to Knutson. Got it down to Franklin. The circle. Franklin over to the side. Pella up top. Back to Franklin looking to the center. Got Cecier on him. Far side Stander. Down low Knutson. Hit by Lang. Nice hit by Lang. Puck was free for Abel. Got it to Poganski. He outlets it out of the zone. Trying to find Lebowski. But Stander was able to glove it down and play it back in. Nice lead to Lebowski, but it was knocked away. Now Lang to Cecier on the near side corner. And Cecier back to Lang in the far side. Lang banks it off the wall to Poganski, who sends it into the zone. Nice outlet work and a breakout by the Storm getting a change. Sioux Falls with it now, moving back towards the Storm end. In neutral ice, rolls into the Storm end, icing wave off. Kevin Kerr goes to get it. Kerr in the near side corner. Dakota Joshua had it taken away by McMurphy. McMurphy got it forward for Curry, got it back. Curry leaves it for McMurphy into the zone. McMurphy gets shoved away. Eastman will go chase there against Stepanek. Eastman, nice hit on Stepanek. Stepanek taken down, picked up by Eastman. Tried to kick it to McMurphy, taken by the Stampede. Banked off a skate all the way into the Storm end. Will it make it for icing? It will not. Calderon wins the race against Kevin Kerr. Joshua now in the corner. Knocked down by Dello. Kevin Kerr in the near side. Eastman has it. Eastman, nice outlet play. Curry leaves it for L'Espérance. L'Espérance into the zone offside. Curry ahead of the play. L'Espérance took a little bit off as he was bringing it into the zone. And offside is whistled. Stoppage in play. 8:04 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period. Tri-City holding on to a 3-1 lead. Hold on. Storm have an extra player on. Joyo tried to get on there, but Lang and Glukowski already in. Storm with a faceoff. Gomez into the zone. Gomez to the center for L'Espérance. Knocked away by O'Connor. Gomez there. Got to look to the net. Try to get some shots on net. Puck goes in deep to the Storm end. Lang loses the battle there, and it's kept in by McGovern with a shot that whistled the net wide. Kept in on the far side wall. Chance for Valisano. Took a hit from L'Espérance. Puck's turned over to Horn on the far side. Here comes Christian Horn on the far side. Passes the red line into the zone. Takes a shot. Gloved by Jacobson. Could not hold on to it, though. Pushed it into the far side corner. Storm make a change. Here come the Stampede up the ice. It's Molino into the zone. Stopped there, though, by Joyo. Nice job by Joyo getting some late minutes here. Into the zone. Sioux Falls comes. Knocked away from Bo Pella. Joyo banks it to the far side. Standing there, though, is Molino, who keeps it alive. Valisano in the far side corner. 7 minutes to go in the game. Storm with a 3-1 lead. Centering pass taken away by Lebowski. Finds Poganski, who gets it out of the zone. Rolling puck won't reach for icing. Pella banks it off the far side wall. And it's Stander who sees pressure from Poganski. Storm trying to get possession in the far side corner. Poganski had it under his skate. He's able to win the battle and keep things going on the far side wall. Poganski, with Abel now, loses the puck. Killed some time, though, and got the defense in position. Here comes the Stampede. Nice little move. And a shot. Save Johansson on Franklin. Knutson with the rebound. Knutson to the center. Jack Stander, the top of the right circle with a shot. Johansson there with the glove. And he hangs on. 3-1 the score. Tri-City in front. 6:31 remaining in the Big O Tires' third period of play. You may not know it, but Big O Tires is the largest chain of independent tire stores in America. We have almost 600 locations across the U.S. and Canada, and since 1962, Big O Tires has been offering high-quality products and outstanding service. Their stores are locally owned and operated and are deeply committed to earning and keeping your business. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. Shots on goal, 27-26, Tri-City ahead by one over Sioux Falls and ahead by two on the scoreboard. 3-1 right here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, your home for Storm hockey all season. The Storm have battled in this one. Backbone by Jacob Johansson. Tri-City has battled hard. They've lost two forwards, Hutchison and Wilkie, both done for the night with injuries. But they've made it work with the 10 forwards they've got on the bench. And there's a faceoff coming in the Storm end to the left of Johansson. 6 minutes and 31 seconds remaining. The Big O Tires third period. McMurphy on the faceoff against Dakota Joshua. Won by the Stampede. Franklin lost it, though, to Eastman. Eastman out to neutral ice. Dumps it in deep. Nice job by Eastman. Nice choice as Patrick Curry goes to play it. Trying to win a battle there against McGovern. McGovern, veteran defenseman for Sioux Falls, but nice job by Curry. Goes in there and ties the play up. McMurphy in there to help out. Time ticking. On the backboards it is, and Curry able to win that battle, and then he gets shoved away off the puck, and it's outletted to Knutson to neutral ice. Knutson lost it to Dello, and it's banked right back out to neutral ice. Joshua takes a hit from McMurphy. Puck's free, and it's on the stick of the Storm. Lang got it forward for L'Esperance. L'Esperance passed the red line, flips that one in deep, deflected with a glove there by Pella. Horn to the center, and L'Esperance tried to bat it out of the air, but L'Esperance on the back check takes it away, turns it over, fires, misses the net wide. Rebound is kept in the zone by Pella. L'Esperance is trying to forecheck. Pella gets around him, and now here comes the Stampede. It's O'Connor, knocked away by Cecere. Kerr takes it on the far side, trying to find L'Esperance. Got too far ahead of him, but Jacobson plays it on the far side to Valisano. Valisano lost the puck, kept in by Gomez, deep into the zone. Nice job by Gomez. 5:15 remaining in the game. O'Connor trying to chip it out of the zone. He does. Abel sends it right back in, but it's knocked down by O'Connor, and he comes in onside. O'Connor takes a shot. Johansson there, flashing the leather with the glove. 5:03 remaining. The Big O Tires, third period, Tri-City Storm with a 3-1 lead on the Sioux Falls Stampede. Goals in this game for the Storm have been scored by three players, three different guys. Patrick Curry got the first one, his first USHL goal. Christian Horn scored his third of the weekend and ninth on the season in the second period. And then Nolan Glukowski's first of the season came later in the second period. Faceoff won by Sioux Falls. We're into the Diamond Vogel final five. And a shot goes wide there from Nanny, and now it's picked up by the Storm. Lebowski in neutral ice gets it past Mikozak into the Sioux Falls end. It's knocked out of the zone, got past Abel. Abel gets back to it and able to possess the puck. Abel to get it to Poganski. Poganski got it into the zone deep. Jacobson plays it around the near side, where it's moved ahead by Ed McGovern. McGovern takes a shove from Lebowski, moves into the zone, gets past Lang, who takes out the official. Chance in front is knocked away. Another shot by Stepanek, and a save by Johansson. Lebowski, I think, inadvertently just took out the official on a hard hit. And now Lebowski trying to get back into the play here after shaking off a hit himself as the puck goes in deep to the Storm. Storm looking a little tired here as Nanny plays it on the far side. L'Esperance trying to tie him up on the far side wall. Nanny fakes on a shot. Gets taken down by L'Esperance. No call coming as the legs were tied up. And Eastman gets it into the zone, not deep, but L'Esperance will try to follow it up. Eastman played to some open space in the near side where Gomez picks it up. Gomez with a shot and a save made by Jacobson. 3:48 remaining in the third period. Tri-City with a 3-1 lead over the Sioux Falls Stampede. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel. With locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island, Diamond Vogel paints the miracle of paint. Faceoff is won by Sioux Falls. They have it on the near side wall. Move to the center, and they have possession. Moving to neutral ice. Knutson had a bank off a skate. Now it's Jack Stander that plays it in the zone. Loose in the center. Knocked away there by Dello. Here's Gomez and Horn, a 2-on-1. Gomez to Horn. She stops it. Goes behind the net. Horn keeps possession. Now turns it over to Knutson, but he lost it over to Dello, who shovels it back into the zone. Icing is waved off. Storm, and a nice play by Christian Horn there. Wanted to shoot it, but didn't want anything bad to happen on the rebound. So he settled it down, and now it's settled down again by Glukowski and sent deep into the zone. Icing is waved off. It didn't reach. On the far side it goes. It's played out of the zone. Glukowski knocked it back in. And it's played by Sioux Falls now. Into the zone. Bo Pella wraps it around to the near side. Knutson to the center. Deflection by Franklin into the netting and out of play. So we've got a stoppage, 2:47 remaining in the Diamond Vogel final five. Tri-City ahead of Sioux Falls. 3-1 here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. KLIQ. Faceoff will be to the right of Johansson in the Storm end. Face off scrum 4. And won by the Storm. Lebowski knocks it out of the zone. Polganski was trying to get to it, but he couldn't. Now here's Sioux Falls into the zone. McGovern behind the net. McGovern to the center. Save Johansson on a shot from McGovern. It hit him in the top of the chest. Now Abel out of the zone. They wanted to pull their netminder, did Sioux Falls, but Lebowski rushed it into the zone, and Jacobson had it to go back in his net. Now they bring it forward, and Jacobson, as they get it in deep, still onto the ice. Sioux Falls has possession now, still on the ice. Molino with a shot, missed the net wide. Play on the far side. Polganski with a hit there on Stander. Puck's loose on the far side. Polganski can't get control. Stander keeps it in. Now it's down low. Still on the ice is Jacobson. Lang banks it off the far side. Polganski sends it out. It'll be an icing on Tri-City. Whistled with 1:48 remaining in regulation. The Diamond Vogel final five here on the Breeze, 94.5. Tri-City holding on to a 3-1 lead. And now they have pulled the goaltender with the offensive zone faceoff. So very hesitant to pull their netminder, down two goals. Head coach Carey Eads now has decided this is the right time, and we get a timeout. Timeout Tri-City to try to discuss things here, as they will be facing an extra attacker. So, we've got some time left here in this game, just under 2 minutes. Tri-City holding on to a 3-1 lead against the Sioux Falls Stampede. Here on the Breeze, 94.5. Tri-City last night lost 8-3 to the Omaha Lancers. Here tonight, holding on to a 3-1 lead, trying to respond to a very tough loss against Omaha last night on the road at the Ralston Arena. So we've got 1:48 left in the game. Jim Holton diagrammed his play, discussed what he wanted to discuss on the bench with assistant coach J.B. Bittner. Storm on the ice have McMurphy, Lesperance, Gomez, Kevin Kerr, Nolan Glukowski. It'll be six skaters for the Stampede. Carey Eads still trying to draw up a play. Officials are trying to say, let's get going here, fellas. Dakota Joshua, Zeb Knutson, C.J. Franklin, Griffin Molino, Cal Lerone, and Bo Pella are the six Stampede players. Storm looking at an empty net extra attacker situation ahead 3-1 in the game. Faceoff is won by Tri-City to Kevin Kerr, but he put it on the stick of Dakota Joshua in the corner. Played down low. Calderon had to get it to Joshua. Franklin in front. Shot missed the net there. Franklin now in the near side corner. Another shot was blocked by Glukowski. Glukowski trying to get to the rebound. It's played up top, but not out. Molino kept it in. Now another shot. Save made by Johansson. Rebound loose. A poke there from Calderon. Players, a little bit of pushing and shoving, a little testy in front of Johansson's net, but the goaltender hung on to it, and the whistle blew. 1:25 to go here in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, presenting you the Final Five here in each and every game this season. Tri-City looking to get their ninth win of the year. Get 2 points on the weekend. 1:25 to go. Empty net for Sioux Falls. Faceoff won by the Storm. Glukowski hammers it off the wall. Kept in, though, by the glove of Molino. Molino with a shot. Save made by Johansson. Got it with the right pad. Now Knutson down low. Lesperance rolls it around the glass. Up top. Kept in once again by Molino. Molino, phenomenal job here. As it's Dakota Joshua in front. Knocked away by Lebowski. Out of the... No, it's kept in. And now it's out of the zone. They bring it back in, though. Actually, it never came out. Now it's down. So Johansson... Excuse me, Polganski got it out of the zone. Now it's Molino with it. Under a minute to go in the game. Molino on the far side. Polganski stopped him for a second, but he gets in onside. Loose puck. Sean Lang has it. Lang from behind his own net. Banks it to the near side. Lebowski out of the zone. Bo Pella struggles to retrieve it in his own end. 37 seconds to go. Pella on the near side for O'Connor. Gomez trying to take it away, but it's kept in here. Dakota Joshua wraps it around the far side. Pella from the far side corner. Down to Joshua. to the center, and a shot misses the net from Knutson. Another chance for Joshua. Knocked away. Gomez tried to skate it out. Taken back by Franklin. 15 seconds to go. Franklin shoots it into the netting. Stopping play. I believe it was deflected into the netting. 15.6 seconds to go in the game. Tri-City holding on to a 3-1 lead against Sioux Falls. Now a timeout for the Stampede. So we'll recap this game for you here with the timeout. Tri-City on top 3-1. The first goal of the game scored by Sioux Falls. C.J. Franklin on the power play at 7:34. Came just after the Storm had a chance shorthanded where Gomez hit the post. And then Franklin ends up scoring. But right now it's the only goal for Sioux Falls. Tri-City tied the game 10 minutes later on a goal by Patrick Curry. His first USHL goal and an unbelievable highlight reel goal from Patrick Curry. Dan Lebowski and Sean Lang on the assists. Then the Storm took the lead in the second period. Christian Horn scored from Joel Esperance and Garrett Gomez at 4:49. Nolan Glukowski on the power play from Garrett Cecere at 18:04. And the Storm got those two goals in the second. We have not seen a tally in the third. There are just 15 seconds remaining in the Diamond Vogel Final Five. Sioux Falls has their netminder pulled, trailing by two, trying a desperate opportunity to get back in this game. Faceoff is Lesperance against Dakota Joshua to the right of Johansson. And officials waiting to drop the puck. Now they send Lesperance out of the circle, and it'll be McMurphy that comes in to take it. Faceoff is dropped. One by Sioux Falls. Quick chance for Pella. Shoots. Hits the post. Hit the left post for Pella. Another shot. Johansson's got it. Poked in front, and now the whistle blows. Johansson keeps it out and pushing and shoving in front of the net. These two teams will get used to each other. 7 seconds left in regulation. Franklin going at it with Glukowski in front of the net. Franklin and Glukowski were whistled for delay of game penalties earlier in this one. And these two teams will see each other twice more next weekend in Sioux Falls. So Sioux Falls may lose this one. They want to make sure the Storm know they got two more games and they're not going anywhere. Dakota Joshua is sent to the box. Pogansky is being sent to the box. So four players in the box for some hitting after the whistle. 7 minutes remaining. Sorry, 7 seconds remaining in this game. Tri-City with a 3-1 lead. A faceoff will be in the Storm end. The referees have just whistled a motion, a 5-on-5. It'll be 5-on-5 here for Tri-City. And Sioux Falls, 3-1 lead for the Storm. So all the penalties here. All the penalties, no loss of manpower on the ice. 7 seconds remaining. Sioux Falls just hit the post. It was Bo Pella that fired a shot off the left post. 3-1 lead for Tri-City. Empty net for Sioux Falls. 7 seconds to go. Faceoff won by Tri-City. They put it in the corner. Picked up by Calderon. Loose puck in the corner again, and that'll do it. Tri-City Storm get their first victory over Sioux Falls since November 16th of 2012. It's been over a year since the Storm defeated Sioux Falls, and they pick up a 3-1 win here at home at the Viero Event Center. 2 points on the weekend. They knock off the third best team in the Western Conference, and they get their ninth win of the year. Very complete effort for Tri-City. Jacob Johansson, outstanding in net. He ends up with 34 saves. Coming back from break, didn't look like he was rusty at all. Tri-City pick up a 3-1 win. We'll talk about it and recap this one on the Old Chicago postgame show next here on The Breeze, 94.5.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Xandar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Old Chicago Postgame Show here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Jared Schaffrin with you here as the Tri-City Storm knock off the Sioux Falls Stampede 3-1. Fans, if you're in your car and you're not sure you wanted to rush in it to get to this Old Chicago postgame show, we're going to be having the Old Chicago postgame show over the public address system here during the postgame activities here. We got a postgame skate line forming here at the Viero Event Center. So if you rush to your cars, no need to do that anymore. We're going to now put the postgame show through the loudspeakers here at the Viero Event Center in the Tri-City Storm. Finished this one a 3-1 win, an all-around effort for this team. No goals in the third period, and that's the way the Storm will have it. They had a two-goal lead after two periods. The Tri-City Storm defeat the Sioux Falls Stampede 3-1 here in the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games with the best selection of food for the whole family. It's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Let's take a recap of this one here in the Stadler Implement game recap. Tri-City Storm got behind 1-0 on a goal by C.J. Franklin, a power play goal that was unassisted at 7:34 of the opening period. And Stampede led 1-0 early on, but Tri-City responded later in the period. Patrick Curry scores his first USHL goal, a great highlight reel goal from his knees on the backhand, put it home. past the goaltender David Jacobson for Sioux Falls, and the game was tied 1-1 after one period. Second period was the Storm's best as they took the lead. Christian Horn scores from Joel Esperance and Garrett Gomez, the game winner at 4:49 of the second period, giving the Storm a 2-1 lead, and they took it from there. Didn't ever trail after that. Nolan Glukowski added a power play goal, his first of the season. Glukowski doing very well, the captain of this Tri-City Storm team. We'll talk to him in a little bit here on the Old Chicago postgame show. It was the first goal of the season for Glukowski in his 27th game of the year. He had 15 assists up to this mark, but puts home the power play goal from Garrett Cecere at 18:04. Storm had a 3-1 lead, and in the third period had to overcome a 4-on-3 shorthanded situation, but they were able to overcome that, and they were able to win this game by a score of 3-1. Storm also were outshot in this one 35-28, but they really did well at the end of the second period, kind of evening out the shots. Shots were pretty even through most of this game. Sioux Falls ends up winning that score 35-28, but on the scoreboard, Tri-City with the 3-1 win. Goaltender for the Storm, Jacob Johansson, picks up the win. 34 saves on 35 shots. Very impressive performance from Johansson tonight in between the pipes. And for the Storm, he gets the win. The loss, David Jacobson for Sioux Falls, makes 25 saves on 28 shots. Jacobson played well for the Sioux Falls Stampede, defeated the Storm back on November 16th. But here, he takes the loss as the Storm win 3-1. And this is the first time the Storm defeated the Sioux Falls Stampede since back on November 16th, 2012, up at the Sioux Falls Arena. 3-1, your final score, and that's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Now, fans, we're going to get you our New West three stars of the game here, presented by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete in all of us. All three stars tonight for the Tri-City Storm. Third star, Patrick Curry, scoring his first USHL goal in his fourth game for the Storm. Curry scores that one goal and picks up the third star tonight. Second star for the Storm, Jacob Johansson. We just spoke about him. Johansson with a fantastic effort tonight. 34 saves in the win for the Storm. And the number one star for Tri-City tonight, number 21, Christian Horn, scores the game-winning goal at 4:49 of the second period. Those are your three stars of the game presented by New West. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll be joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, here after a 3-1 win over the Sioux Falls Stampede. You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs, from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects, from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm with a 3-1 win over the Sioux Falls Stampede here at the Viero Event Center. Jared Schaffrin inside the old Chicago postgame show, and I'm now joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. Coach, 3 in a row at home. Seems like you're giving the fans of Kearney what they want here.
Well, we're hoping that's what we want to become, is a team that's tough to play against here in our own building and use a home ice advantage, and there are great fans to that advantage. And tonight I thought we did that. I thought we were hard to play against, and that's something that we've been striving to be.
Mention you after last night's loss, that same thing happened last year, and the team was able to bounce back for a win. Same thing here tonight. You bounce back, and really a full team effort in this one.
Yeah, I'm very proud of all the guys that were dressed tonight because everybody contributed. And we faced a lot of adversity. We lost Wilkie with a shoulder injury in the first, and then obviously Hutch went down, and we had Schultz suspended before the game, so we had two 97 birth dates on the blue line and playing back-to-back nights after a 12-day break. So a lot of adversity, but it started with Jacob and Ned, who was very solid again, and a real gutsy win.
You hold Sioux Falls to 1 out of 5 on the power play, and you talked about the penalty-killing struggles last night. You made some changes here tonight. How'd you think it worked out?
Well, the results were a lot better. I mean, I thought we were a bit more aggressive, and you never want to give Sioux Falls a lot of opportunities because they have a really skilled power play, one of the best in the league. So to come out with only giving up one power play goal is pretty much a success.
Sioux Falls, a team that had a long break before this one. Did you see any rust, and were you happy that you got a game onto you last night a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they had a long bus ride in here today, and that first game back, as we talked about last night, is always difficult, especially when you start on the road, and we faced it last night, and safe to say they probably weren't clicking on all cylinders early, and then they ran into some adversity, losing some players late in the game, but you know, all in all, it was a playoff-style game. There was a lot of gritty, chippy play, and it was kind of fun to be involved in.
Some penalties earlier on in the game, but when you had the 2-goal lead in the third, you were able to keep everybody out of the box, didn't go shorthanded at all in the third. How big was that to be able to win this game, staying out of the box in the third?
Well, it was big, and we've had enough lessons, and Lord knows our fans have seen us not protect the lead a few times here. So I think we're gradually learning that, and one of the elements to protect the lead is being disciplined and staying out of the box. And we took some unnecessary penalties in the first half of the game, but it was out of aggression, which I'll live with. I'd rather see a guy being aggressive than passive. But in the third period, everybody honed in and did what they had to do to get the win.
You got a couple days off here, work this week, but you're facing Sioux Falls again on the road next week. That's a tough building. You haven't seen that one yet, but it's a small ice surface, and some struggle for some guys to play on that ice surface. How interesting is it that you're able to get the 3 games in a row here against this team?
Well, I think it's great. I think it's a terrific challenge for us, and if we want to make some noise and get back in the playoff hunt, there's no time like the present. And our game has to be the same no matter what rink we play in, whether it's an Olympic size in Waterloo or whether it's small in Sioux Falls or whether it's here. We've got to be gritty. We have to compete. We have to play hard against. All those elements don't change given the size of the ice surface.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. Thanks for joining us here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show, and we'll talk to you this week.
Thanks, Jared.
We will now shift the mic over to Tri-City Storm captain, Nolan Glukowski. Nolan he's been on the score sheet here this season, but hasn't scored a goal, and tonight he's able to score one. And we welcome in Nolan Glukowski here to the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Nolan, first of all, most importantly, a tough game last night. Lost to Omaha, but you come back here and get the win. How good does it feel to get the W tonight?
It feels great, especially after getting embarrassed last night, I'd say. You know, we knew we had to come out strong. I mean, we knew what happened last time we played Sioux Falls. We weren't going to let that happen again.
Tonight, get that first goal, a little bit of a monkey off the back. Talk to me about the play there. It was on the power play, and you kind of just were able to get it through a couple guys in front.
Yeah, Joel won the drawback clean. I slid it over to Searzy, and he kind of walked over, opened the lane up for me, slid it back to me, and it was just a seeing eye shot.
Power play has been having a lot of success last couple nights. You and Garrett Cecier back at the point. How comfortable are you guys back there together, and what are you trying to do to open up shooting lanes?
I mean, me and Garrett are best friends. You know, we talk a lot. We talk off the ice on what we can do on the power play to create things and make things happen. So I think that connection that we have off the ice translates to on the ice.
Christian Horn, he's been a guy who's come in here. He's now providing leadership, but 3 goals in the last couple games here this weekend, and he gets the game winner tonight. What has he meant to your team since he's joined you guys?
Horny's crucial. I mean, he came in, and everyone knew he played college, and no one really knew what to expect from him, but he came in. He he fit in right away in the locker room, brought that leadership, and he's contributing a lot.
Just talked to your coach about it. In the third period, you guys were able to stay out of the penalty box. When you're in the lead in the third period, what are the things that you guys trying to do to make sure you stay in the lead and can hold off your opponent?
You just have to simplify the game. That's it. You can't make any risky plays. Just make the easy play, chip it off the glass if you have to, and just simplify.
All right. Well, we'll give you a couple days to relax, but you got Sioux Falls again next weekend. Two games next weekend in Sioux Falls. Nolan Glukowski joining us here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jared.
Nolan Glukowski and Jim Holton joining us in the Old Chicago Postgame Show after a Tri-City Storm win 3-1 here on the Breeze, 94.5. Just a couple things to clean up here before we sign off on the Breeze. First, we want to get you our Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Carney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Dent Popper Grinder of the Night tonight for the Storm, Kyle Eastman. Eastman didn't get on the score sheet, but a lot of big hits for him tonight and doing all the work he needed to do on that fourth line with Patrick Curry and Thomas Aldworth. Crucial to the Tri-City Storm 3-1 victory over Sioux Falls tonight here at the Viero Event Center. Finally, we'll check the out-of-town scoreboard update here presented by Midway Auto, also the game night sponsor. Midway Auto, think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway. .com. All these scores from around the league in the USHL, a lot of them have gone final. Indiana defeated Youngstown 5-4. Indiana picks up 4 points this weekend, and they are alone atop the Eastern Conference standings for the next week. 5-4 win in Youngstown. Chicago comes back to beat Des Moines. Very impressive comeback from the Chicago Steel, and the Storm make up some ground there on the Des Moines Buccaneers. Storm pick up 2 points tonight. Des Moines loses 4-3 to Chicago. So nice win for the Chicago Steel. Sioux City with a large 8-2 win over the Fargo Force on the road at Shields Arena. 8 goals for that Sioux City team that has started to really learn how to put it together. Dubuque loses this weekend both games. They lost to Green Bay 7-5 last night. Tonight, Green Bay with a 2-1 win over the Dubuque Fighting Saints. A sweep for Green Bay this weekend as they pick up 4 points. And Lincoln has defeated Omaha. Lincoln picks up 2 points. They defeat Omaha 3-2. A nice win for the Stars at the Icebox. They defeat the Omaha Lancers by a final score of 3-2. Waterloo takes care of Cedar Rapids with a 6-2 win. Waterloo now opens up a 3-point differential over Sioux Falls for the second place standing in the Western Conference. Omaha in first, Waterloo second, Sioux Falls third, and Sioux City fourth. Storm make up a couple points on Sioux Falls and Des Moines tonight, but Sioux City and Omaha, or Omaha lost as well. Sioux City gets the win over Fargo. So that's your out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group. For all the scores, stats, and standings, check pointstreak.com, click on USHL, or head to USHL.com. That'll do it for us here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Final score, once again, 3-1 Tri-City Storm get the win over the Sioux Falls Stampede. Our next broadcast will be on the road in Sioux Falls, January 3rd and 4th. The Tri-City Storm take on the Sioux Falls Stampede for 2 games up at Sioux Falls Arena. We'll be back here at the Viero Event Center for 2 home games on January 10th and 11th. The Storm will face the Omaha Lancers on January 10th, and they'll face the same Sioux Falls Stampede on January 11th. A lot of things going on the 10th and 11th. It's Turn Back the Clock weekend. We've got Seinfeld night and hair band night. A lot of things going on. Check the Storm schedule for all the latest details, and we will talk to you on Friday night in Sioux Falls. That game will be a 7:05 start. We'll talk to you then. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm. La, 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 la.